bring the energy. You must have energy when you're broadcasting a program. You must come with energy.
Project confidence.
You must project attitude and swagger, and have something cut to your jib. You should really be provocative, and I believe that you should be cutting edge. You should say things that the listener is thinking.
Draw the listener in, mm-hmm, and make them hang on every word.
You should really. Really hone your skill by practicing in the mirror while holding your genitalia. It tends to emit confidence.
223 episodes and I just find out this?
Turn your microphone off! Because I don't like the sound of the yenta. And the yenta.
It can hear you when you say that.
Well, they're yentas. They know that. I mean, they should just... if they hear themselves speaking, they realize that they're yentas. They're hens. Birds. Hey, buddy, why don't you use a microphone that works?
That one over there. I will.
Yeah, so...
I'll do that.
Let's try and be edgy. Because I think that's what people want.
All right.
That's what program directors are looking...
Don't let Mike talk.
Program directors in Hawaii are looking for edge.
They want edge like a bird wants seed. How's that for edgy?
I'm not a vain person anymore. I used to be very
vain.
By
seed, I mean hot, bubbling jizz.
It's way too bright in there, by the way.
Turn yourself up a little bit, Ty Teller.
You're telling me. I just had my IQ checked. Rim shot.
I don't get it.
That wouldn't necessarily mean that your IQ was good.
I don't get it.
He said it's way too bright in here.
Oh. Yeah, that was a stretch, buddy. I'll say. I'm not vain at all, but I just went into the bathroom to do a little wee-wee before the program began. I look at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, shit, not a good hair day. Thank God we're not doing video. Turns out we are.
I liked your hair. It was very like a racer head today.
What is that? I don't like it.
How do I turn don't these like fucking lights off?
You can't, because we're doing video. So we're in a hot...
Anderson, turn around.
Sweaty, I've seen it.
Mike came in here screaming, what is that?
Mm-hmm. There's a picture of me behind me.
Is that Baby Gary?
No, Michael Cathwart, it's not Baby Gary.
Baby Gary was that kid that got lost in the well in Canada, right?
Baby Gary, Michael's suggesting that I am a former Loveline co-host, Stryker. That's his thing. That's what he likes to do to me. But no, that is not Baby Gary. That is Baby me. It's Baby Anderson. Very different people.
I was just talking with a friend this week that if you're known to the public as Baby something, that's mm-hmm. It's never good.
Never good. Really.
Not good. Unless you're Baby Face.
What about Baby Spice? She did okay.
Mm, okay. All right. Michael, couple of celebrities withstanding.
That microphone does not work.
If there's Baby in front, not good.
Come.
That microphone does not work.
That's working.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That is Mike Carano. There's Ty Ty talking about babies, how it's never good. And it's hard for me to focus with these bright lights, got to tell you, to be honest. But I got the energy. Bring the energy. So what's up, Mr. Cathwood?
I just want to say...
Oh, that's not a microphone that works. Welcome to radio, though.
It works.
This one.
No.
I would like you to forward the email I sent you earlier to Mike Carano, because I feel like he was interested.
Why don't you just kick it his way?
Huh?
That's buried. There's like 100 emails on top of that one.
I don't know Mr. Carano's email.
Okay. That couldn't have waited till later. We couldn't have talked.
Well, I was going to come in and talk about your earlier slander of me, which is untrue.
Are you at a press conference with your two microphones over there? What's happening?
No. Plus, every time he has to say something, he leans down
it's
into
like
the microphone.
Congress, yeah. Like a congressional inquest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What?
Have a good podcast.
Wait a minute. What are you? What are you suggesting? How are you going to defend yourself? What did I do? You don't even know.
What?
You had nothing.
I do have something.
No, you got nothing.
I got something.
He came in here with a purpose, too. He was walking, like, double-stepping it. And then he gets to the mic. He's like, forward an email.
I just feel, you know what? I was so desperate to get more attention. The show's love line is
over.
That's
absolutely true.
Your friend, Uncle
Creepy, just left and his hot girlfriend's gone, so there's no one to show off to out there.
That's
so
right. The baby show is over, and no one's paying attention to me, and I just had to run in and steal your guys' thunder.
It's the pre-show, not the baby show.
I can totally relate to what he's just said.
Mike's serious.
I totally... I'm like, yep, why wouldn't you?
It's the double mic.
If I were you, I'd come in here too. I'd come into other shows.
What are you leaving with? I'm sorry.
I'm leaving with...
Not to bore the audience anymore.
I'm leaving with the gifts that the beautiful Diana Van Kamp.
Diana Van Kamp's here. Diana Van Kamp's in the building. Big night. We have Diana Van Kamp. Hopefully she'll grace us with her presence later, and it will be something more than, will you please forward an email? And also, I would like to welcome Unlockets. Unlockets is back in the building. Looking... better than ever. Hey, if you ever want to get looking good, here's what you do. You find a relationship. You stick in it for 5+ years. Get out of it. Within 6 months, you're going to look great.
That's what I was thinking about doing.
Like, true, though.
I've been with Lauren for almost 10 years. Mm. I should get out of that. Think how hot I'll get. Yeah.
You know what?
Muscle Beach.
Turn yourself up a little bit.
This makes it easier for us three to get an apartment together like we discussed years ago.
Can you imagine if we all broke up with our significant others, even though you don't have one, you just have a friend, Michael?
Do we go out and buy terrible necklaces like the first day, or would that be like...
I'll tell you exactly what we do,
necklaces.
You guys.
Well, yeah, like friendship we'd be necklaces? Like, no, just like we'd be those gross three bachelors that all had stable relationships, left them, and then we like live together and have wide lapelled shirts and
hear me out.
Necklaces.
It doesn't become the 70s. Oh, no.
Tyler's...
Jesus Christ.
What is happening?
Mike's the baby show must continue.
Hear me out. You guys, I rewatched Plagues and Pleasures on the Salton Sea this evening.
You make me a copy because I want it.
I need that one. In fact, I put it on my computer so I can make you a copy,
Please
I need to get a different application to do it in.
I'm not going to forward that email, that ever-important email, until you I'm going to hold
no,
it
ransom. No, I'm going to make you a copy.
Okay, please do.
I knew I told somebody I would make them a copy, which is why I did.
What Mike's talking about is one of the greatest documentaries ever. It's narrated by John Waters, and it is all about...
The German guy's the best.
The Brian Tyler.
He's
Polish.
Not German, he's
Tyler,
Hungarian.
I'm trying to talk here. He's Hungarian, and he's the mayor of Bombay Beach.
I know he's the mayor.
And it's the mayor. And it's all about the Salton Sea.
Yeah, but here's the thing about it.
We have really been to the Salton Sea.
Here's what was refreshed in my memory after watching it again tonight. Mm. Is that you can buy one of the premium lots that already has sewer and electric run to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can build your own house.
Wait,
you can
they
put
don't
a
really use
it.
The word premium out there, though.
Okay,
they?
There's all... Everything is for sale. Right. But there are premium housing tracts that were built on the good land overlooking the good part of the Salton Sea. You can buy the large lot for $4,600 cash.
Wow.
So,
right now?
What I'm saying is...
Right now?
We buy a premium lot... Uh-huh. We put a friggin' double wide on that. Mm-hmm. You guys lose the wives.
Mm-hmm.
We all move to Salton Sea.
Honestly, how much
lose
cash
the wives,
do we...
gain the boyfriends.
Tyler, that was not worthy of speaking.
Here's the thing, is we can live so cheap out there because apparently, according to that documentary, not one of those fuckers has a job.
Well,
every one of them talks about
how...
That was a sexual barter system.
That was my next question.
It's all HJs and BJs.
Yeah. How much liquid cash do we need to be able to stay out there for... Like, have like a nice 2-year vacation?
As
honestly,
as you can produce.
Realistically, Tyler. If we want to have a good life... And you guys want to continue boozing. Probably ten grand each.
Ugh.
Really? For 2 years?
Probably, yeah. We own the land.
You know what that would
we
be
We own
like.
The land.
Now we're going to get we're gonna tiptoe into racist territory here, okay?
Ooh, let's jump head on in.
Only because I'm going to talk about Mexicans. And you can't talk about Mexicans without being accused of being racist. You can't even say Mexican
no,
without
you can.
Sounding racist.
You can.
No, you can't. No, like I was watching I was watching a marathon a few years ago, and I remember like there was a couple Tyler that makes it very racist. There was a couple
what?
Mexican runners that were doing pretty good,
mm-hmm.
and the guy kept saying the Mexicans are gaining on them. The Mexicans are coming strong, and I'm like every time he says it, I winced. It just sounded racist.
But it wouldn't if
it's
you were hearing the
you're
Italians.
It's only assuming that other people are Mexicans
yeah.
that aren't Mexican.
Yeah,
I'm saying if you live in Southern California, you guys should both be in agreement with
if that race had a big wall to get over, they'd.
It's just
you know.
Because every time you hear the word, the name Mexican in this part of the country, it's usually about a debate or it's somebody being racist or saying something horrible.
I would say it would sound weird if you were watching a race
sure
on television.
Sure, go for some Mexican food right now.
Yeah,
oh,
if you were
oh,
watching
geez.
A race and the announcer was constantly going, the blacks are gaining on them. Right?
Why don't we just call... Oh, never mind. I should have said
I don't know what was about to happen. But I saw it travel across your brain.
Well, like if Africa was just referred to as black country, then we could get away with calling everyone black, right? It'd be
that
okay.
sounds horrible, actually.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said it. But I mean, like, if
that
was just
here.
Like,
sorry,
if
everybody.
It was just the name of the town, you know what I mean? Like Black Hills, not because of the
yeah,
people who live
black
there.
Black gold.
Ah, I shouldn't have
Texas
said
Texas G.
God damn it! All right.
Hmm.
Brought the show to a screeching halt. But no, what people do, what the folks south of the border is, they come up here, right? North
mm-hmm.
north of the border. And yeah. they work for under the table wages. And they save up and they work for like really hard. They're hard motherfucking workers.
Yeah, I'd like
those.
To work for under the table wages for if it were a lot.
The illegal immigrants
I'd
that come
gladly
up here.
Fuck Uncle Sam out of some of his tax dollars if I could.
And just in case it's a little
and
bit
shocker,
muddled.
You're the guy that wants to move to Salton Sea to premium land.
Just in case it's a little muddled, I am pro illegal immigrant coming here and working hard for me.
You say that until you
refresh.
What a
nuanced standpoint.
You say that until I force you to recall as a little day we had called A Day Without a Mexican, which was the greatest day in the history of Los Angeles. And don't argue with me, and don't even try to deny it to make yourself seem less racist. It was the greatest
it
day
sucked because my
in
subway
the history
was closed.
Of Los
and
Angeles.
And then I had to go 8 blocks over, and that subway was closed.
I was in high school, so it had no effect on me.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what effect it had on me. Well, hey, what's going on? There's no fucking traffic anywhere.
Okay.
Anywhere.
I didn't want to go down this
on the
road.
Freeway, on the side streets. There's no traffic. I left my office at 5:45 at night and made it to the freeway as fast as the road would take me. And I got home and I was like, this is ungoddamn stereotypical.
He's telling the truth.
This is it was shockingly stereotypical how people would mock it when the day was coming up. Like, oh, this is really going to happen.
Here's
there's
what
no
happened.
Crowds.
Like, a little background.
Empty freeways.
I'm sure some people don't know.
Empty side streets.
Here's what happened is all the illegal immigrants in this part of the country rose up together and they all picked a day that they weren't going to go to work and they were going to show.
Yeah. P.O. Lean, that rapist, that rapist radio host that used to make people watch him go defecate. That guy's the guy who organized it.
Okay, so
he's now fired, by the way.
De la mañana.
The world's most popular DJ who got fired because he's a kind of a rapist and he would make his employees watch him.
He was edgy.
Go to the bathroom.
Hi, I've been described as kind of a rapist.
Mm-hmm. So what they did was they all...
It was his idea, so...
Is it racist to say they all? How am I supposed to say this?
A lot of
the
Mexicans.
Many Mexican-American citizens.
No, they weren't
Mexicans.
The illegal immigrants of this fine part of the country all got together. Is that okay to say all got together?
No. That was really racist.
And many of them decided not to come to work on that day. And they were going to show us legal immigrants, or not. Yeah, I guess we are. Legal people.
Born here.
Natives.
Mm-hmm. Not a native. How dare you,
I'm a native.
Sir.
I'm a native.
You take it back.
They were going to show us how the city comes to a
grinding halt.
If they're not going to work.
It kind of backfired.
It backfired worse than any case in history, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I forgot it was happening until I got on the freeway.
You mean it backfuegoed?
And I was like, what's wrong with the freeway right now? I, honest to God, was driving to L.A., and I was just like, something's wrong.
We need to get the girls in here before
There's four lanes, wide open. We're all going the speed limit all the way.
The whole point I was trying to make had nothing to do with any of this. Is I was going to say that the really hardworking Mexican folks that I know that live up here, that work up here, a lot of them come up here, and they work for 3-4 months, and then they go down back to their home, like their town, and they can live like kings for like sometimes 2-3 years. And that's what you want to do, but you want to do it within the state and go live.
I find that hard to believe that you can come up here and work for a minimum wage and go to Tijuana and live like a king for 3 or 4 years. This isn't the Salton Sea we're talking about. It's Mexico. Salton Sea is where that happens. You guys, I'm dead fucking serious because I feel like my life's about to fall apart. If you guys want to get divorced, I will.
I'm not moving to the place where the beach is made of fish bones.
I'm 100%.
You cannot sell it as premium as you want.
Well, when Lauren leaves you, let's see if you're whistling a different tune.
Feel the sand between your
toes. You guys,
we
are going to be the shit in the Salton Sea. First of all, we're the youngest people besides those kids.
We will get laid a lot.
At least with each other.
Yeah, Mike keeps going back to the gay thing. I think he's really starting to trade teams over here.
We are going to dominate the Salton Sea. We're going to spend our nights partying down in Palm Springs. I'm definitely falling off the wagon for this
this venture.
This 5-year odyssey of us living together in a trailer in Salton Sea.
I'm jumping straight to heroin if we do this.
I'll do heroin.
We stay in the trailer the first night. We are all sick from the smell because everything's rotten and everything has botulism out there.
We sell our land the next day at a loss.
The next day we go to Palm Springs just to get away from our double wide because it's so stinky and horrible. And then we get a hotel, probably the Ace.
We spend all of our money in the hotel.
We end up just staying at the Ace for 2 weeks. Said that was a great vacation. We come back. That's it.
You know what?
That's what happens. God, it's unsettling, the lights in here. I gotta turn this off. Let's have the ladies in because we're being ass fucks.
Where would you rather have the three of us live? Death Valley or Salton Sea?
Death Valley.
Yeah, I'm kind of going Death Valley too. Tyler?
Can we split time?
Why not?
Yeah, we could winter in Death Valley and do our summers at the Salton Sea.
We're going to be multiple property owners. We are going to buy, a fucking lot of land in Death Valley for probably $3,000.
We could just buy like some of that lightning glass, wherever it's hit the most, and the land is just glass.
Yeah. I mean, I love this idea, you guys. I love it.
I love it in idea. I don't love it in actuality.
This can finally be the time where I see my cult idea come to fruition, and we start a cult. So what I'm trying to say, any runaways out there listening, is pack it up and head towards Salton Sea. Doesn't it? I'm totally fucking serious. I'm ready to give up. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I swear to God.
this sounds like the beginning of a film with just the black screen and just your voice.
I wish I was trying to.
And then it opens up on you.
Oh, dude, I turned off all the.
Bathing in the Salton Sea.
Oh, I'm not going to touch that shitty, that grossness.
What? You have to cool off.
No. We spray each other with water bottles. That's how we do it.
What do you think we're filling the water bottles with?
Well, hopefully bottled Fiji, but if you have some better idea.
I don't think they have Fiji at the Salton Sea.
No shit. That's why we make a once-a-week trip to Costco.
Can you imagine every day when you wake up and you're like, fuck, I'm in the Salton Sea? That horrible.
Yeah. You want to know how I'm going to do it since we have video? Ah, finally! I'm my own man, living my own life, blazing my own trail.
I'm pretty sure I would feel like soldiers that wake up and they're like, shit, I'm in Vietnam. That's how it would feel.
Well, you know what that is? That's your mourning because your wife left you. That'll pass 2 or 3 months, 5, 6 months.
True.
I feel like the Salton Sea, though, is like way less hostile than Vietnam. Mm.
Well, yes, but it still is bleak.
Bleak.
Possibly bleaker. You don't walk on beaches made of fish bones
True.
In Vietnam.
Yeah.
I could see
maybe your buddy's bones, but not fish bones.
Chances are you rape someone in Salton Sea, you're going to get convicted. Nom, you got to pass.
I could
you just
see,
have a cool kid you visit.
According to one movie I saw. According to
why
one
did I
movie?
Say a documentary?
I don't know. I like it better, though.
Hey, Anderson, why don't you join the podcast there, buddy?
What, Diana, what did you see? You've tried to say I see like 5 times now, or I could see.
Oh, I could see Mike Carano being the mayor of the Salton Sea.
I really couldn't because if you watch that documentary, you'll notice there's people that have clearly have their
well,
have
you have
a
to show your genitals to the underage kids to be the mayor, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding around. Yep. Have you seen, you haven't seen that documentary?
Oh, of course I have.
I think that guy's dead.
3 times.
I think he's dead.
Love it.
Fantastic documentary.
Oh, is he?
Well,
here's what happens.
He
if
had that giant fucking whatever Mike, that thing was coming out of his side.
He had a goiter. If Mike Carano is the mayor of, even if it's just like the fake mayor of Salton Sea for one day. He's so stressed, so upset.
Because of my new mayoral duties? Because I'm in office
like,
now?
Being fake mayor is so much work. It's
it is.
Awful.
I'm the face of the Salton Sea.
That's two snorts for me.
I really am going through some shit lately, and I really feel like everything's falling apart. And I kind of want it to because I really genuinely in my heart want to give up. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done.
4 times on the theater.
But.
On the
Salton
the
Sea
show.
Open gave me a glimpse into a possible. Who,
least,
is that you?
At least you're not that. What?
I don't have. I
was going to make you feel better about yourself because I opened up this horrible Reason magazine, Free Minds and Free Markets, Guilty Until Proven Innocent magazine that we have sitting in the studio. I opened it up to some guy named, wait for it, Fixing the World, Reason Seminar Cruise 2014. Register today. And Western Caribbean, I don't know. Where's the guy's name? Oh, Bjorn Lomborg. Look him up. He looks horrible. And I was going to tell
Bjorn
Mike,
Lomborg.
At least you're not that guy. And before I could even say that, Mike says, is that you? To me.
Well, I didn't look at the picture that clearly. I thought you were showing it to me to show me that you're in a magazine.
Yeah, that's me. I bring in pictures of myself in a magazine to show everyone. That's what I do.
He's very narcissistic.
I'm into this idea, you guys.
All right, so what happened, Mike? What happened in the last 48 hours since I saw you last week that made you want to give up on everything?
I just genuinely am giving up.
Why? Because you did a bunch of work and it didn't make you the most powerful man in the world. Now you're like, fuck this. It wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. Got to get back on the horse, dude. You got to do it for the
love. What a coincidence. I didn't do any work last week and I became the most powerful man in the world.
You got to do it for the love of that. I just read a ton of shit
that
Philip Seymour Hoffman said.
That's what people tell you. You got to do it for the love of it. That's if you're taking money out of the equation.
If you make enough that you could scrape by and you can wake up every morning and go do what you want to do, which you pretty much do.
I hate
go to Disneyland.
I'm tired of the life I'm living. Tired of it.
Uh-huh.
Done.
Are you tired of Disneyland?
I don't want to say I'm tired of Disneyland, but I'm just
I
have no enthusiasm for my job. I couldn't give a shit anymore, and I don't give a fuck. And that's not even a joke. I could not give a fuck if I ever set foot into a comedy club in my life ever again. And I don't care if I ever pick up my camera again. I'm bored of it. I'm done with it.
Have you been thinking about Meat Juice Man?
I mean, I still have to do things to make a living, but I'm done.
It's a good point that Tyler brings.
You know what? I have had a change of heart.
Meat Juice Man is sick of loading up tongues every morning?
You know what? Can we delete that part of the podcast? Because I want to say that I'm glad things are cooking along fine. And
No. Mike's really upset. He's tired of waking up whenever he decides to set his alarm or not set an alarm. He's tired of wandering the streets and getting some breakfast, some oatmeal for $12, and then going to Disneyland. And then
Mike lives the life of Larry David, except without any of the money.
Yes, that's correct.
Mike, you should take a vacation. Come visit me in Miami. No. We can go to Disney World.
That's not. I don't want to go to Disney World.
Mike would freak out at Disney World. He'd be like, it's the same, but it's different.
I would come to Miami.
No,
why am I inside a golf ball?
I have no desire to go to Disney World whatsoever.
Really? Yeah. Some of the stories are more cohesive. Like the Pirates of the Caribbean actually makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and same thing with Haunted House.
Yeah, that's
makes
true.
Makes sense.
Does it not make sense?
That's very odd to me, Mike, that you love Disneyland and will go there like 5 days a week if you could or more. But yet you
I
have
can, by the way.
0% interest in going to Disney World?
None.
What if I just
Zero.
Said, if you snap your fingers right now, you'll be in Florida at Disney World?
You want to know what it is for me? So a friend of mine pointed this out when I was at Disneyland one time. I was complaining about a lot of stuff Disney. And she goes, well, you don't like Disney. You like Disneyland. And I was like, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
I don't like Disney World. I like Disneyland.
How do you know you don't like Disney World?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
What?
They have
you don't
want to
fall in love with
Disney
it and
World.
Have it be too far away.
No. I'm not going to fall in love with it.
The food's better.
You know something, Diana?
This is the worst show we've ever done, despite the fact that we have two lovely ladies on with us.
I just don't have any desire to go there. What is on the back of that phone?
Oh, a skeleton. Okay. I call it a Skeletor.
Got it.
It's a pretty cool phone case you have there for those of you who can't see it.
I didn't know
all
it was
of
a
you,
skeleton. I thought it
3D.
Had melted. Well, I can't even see it. There's a video camera right there.
3D. Yeah, we'll hold it up to the video camera for the five people that are probably looking at this right now. You're always here for when Mike Carano's... shit's falling apart.
That's
which I know
that's
that doesn't
week.
Say much because a lot.
It's not falling apart.
You were
I'm
here
just
the
done.
Night. I've
lost interest.
Talked about you got depression, my friend, and you need to get it treated.
I hope I'm not some sort of catalyst.
I think it's Diana's fault. Why are you doing that, Diana?
I don't know.
It's totally
know.
Not your fault.
I don't know. Sorry,
bad
buddy.
Bad juju.
Yeah,
wow.
Sorry, buddy.
Just kidding, kid.
One love, bro.
Stop it.
Let's mention for the listener something great that's coming up, which is Fart Barf is going to be in studio.
Yeah, they're
for
on the
Love
show
Line
too.
And coming on the After Disaster.
How did you know? Did I tell you that?
Somebody posted it.
When
how did someone
is that
already...
happening?
They met Fart Barf tweeted something. It that they're going to be doing the After Disaster
I booked
talking
them.
About sleep. Of
well, they booked
you
themselves.
Did.
He Josh texted me and he's like, should we be on the After Disaster? Like, well, that's standard, of course. And you must wear masks all the way through.
Oh, that's
they have
great.
To play the entire show.
So tell no, us about would... Fart Barf. All right. Well, first one's you know what? Are they going to play live in here?
No.
Oh, I was under the impression they were. They
little,
said
these little China balls with the regular little like 80 watt
yeah.
bulbs mm-hmm. that
yeah.
that what knocks out the
China Tyler, balls
that knocks out the breakers in here often. Mm. Yeah, there's no way they could plug in their set. There's no
plugging down the hall.
You know what? I would like to see them set up in the parking lot and maybe get a crowd.
Hey, Rune, I like that I'm not anywhere on the video. That's great. That's what the viewers tune in
he
for,
cares.
And they don't get to see me.
The people.
There we go. Come on.
Okay, like, this show is failing miserably. I'm sorry. It's because I just got one of the greatest pictures I've ever seen. Mike Catherwood sent me a picture of somebody that we both hate terribly being raped. Ooh. And it was pretty good. I know that sounds wrong because I didn't want to be homophobic and say it was a picture of him in gay porn, which is what it really was. So I went to rape and I immediately regretted it and realized that was worse.
Is it with that app that he was talking
yes,
about?
Yes, it was
love?
With the app. Yes, and he sent me a picture of somebody.
There's app. An app that puts you in a rape
you
scenario.
Can, you can easily photo paste people's heads onto Photoshop people's heads onto any
oh
picture.
Oh my
you like.
God!
Well, are you looking at
I
the same picture?
I just saw it.
Yeah, it's our old boss.
It's
somebody we
delightful.
All hate. Yet. Yeah, and I can look at hard, throbbing penises as long as that guy's face is getting wrecked by them. It's okay.
How can you tell in a photo it's throbbing?
I imagine. I really do. So we got to get to something good, guys.
I've got something good.
Okay, good.
Okay,
go.
Okay.
Save
so,
the show, please.
Okay. This actually came from your shoot on Saturday.
I don't want to talk too much about that.
Okay, I won't. Well, this doesn't have to do directly with that. Just one of the
Diana,
people there.
Lovely Diana is acting in three roles on my short that Cold Cockle Productions is putting together right now. And she is costume designer, hair and makeup, and support.
Wow. Aw,
thanks.
She became friends with my lead actress.
Oh, she's delightful. Yes. You all will love her when you see her.
Robin Roth.
Okay. So anyhow, one of your...
Wait, Robin Roth, the DJ?
Nope. She's not a DJ. She's a delightful older woman.
She's funky enough. She could be. Anyway, okay. So one of your friends, Evan, who was on the shoot that day...
He's the assistant director, yes.
Okay. I was sort of asking him what he was working on when he wasn't working on your stuff. Mm-hmm. And he is working on a project, you guys, that I really think is going to like change the world. And like,
are you being serious about the llama?
Yeah, I think it's really going to be something special. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for this. Like, I want to start this sort of weird little cult around the show. I want to make this show like blow it up. And I think the After Disaster could do it. I am talking
can't
about.
Can't blow ourselves up.
Yeah. Good point.
Come on, guys. We can do
it. You're giving us way too much credit.
Fart barf, which is one of the greatest things ever. And we can't get them on the map.
This is on like the proportion of fart barf, I think. But he was telling me about a show he was working on called Llama Cop.
Llama Detective.
Oh, blast. I liked Llama Cop better. But
and
Llama
in fact,
Detective
you know what?
Will
he,
do.
He gave up 2 days on that job so he can work on ours instead.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Because he's not real pleased. Well, I shouldn't say that.
What are you talking about? Well, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it could be.
This is going to be like the Sharknado of television. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Llama
Wait, the Sharknado of television was the Sharknado of television.
It's true.
But it was a movie, and this is going to be a show. Okay. So.
Wait, llama so it's detective. Like a llama just solving crime?
Yeah, yes. And there's like a prosthetic of the llama like shooting a gun?
Yes, he told me.
How could this fail? Right?
Just for the listeners' edification. She is 100% serious right now. I mean, she's not doing this for irony or to be funny. She is 100% serious.
I finally watched Sharknado.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Was it really?
That final scene with, I won't say what happens, but with Ian Ziering doing that terrible thing. Yeah. Anyway, so good. And that kiss at the end. Oh, I felt the love.
The inconsistencies are my favorite part, where it's pouring rain and then the camera pulls back and it's sunny and there's just regular traffic in the background.
Yep.
The After Disaster, where we'll talk about Sharknado 8 months after it happened. coming up next, Harlem Shake and Gangnam Style.
Speaking of which.
How do you have a speaking of which?
Gangnam Style, because I had to be at a movie theater a couple days ago. Not to see a movie, but I was actually doing business, and I was waiting for the manager to come out so I could talk to the manager about
business.
Their theater. Quiet! And I had to go pee. I had to pee, so I was peeing. And I could hear Gangnam Style playing very loud from one of the theaters. And I'm like, what the fuck is that playing out of a theater for? And then I realized, I'm like, wait, there's that horrible farting squirrel movie that's out right now called Nut Job. I bet you anything that it's the credits
that
for the farting squirrel
farting
movie.
Squirrel movie.
Yeah. Nut you know Job.
What? Wait, is it like right. a children's movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which they do. The poor
it has
kids,
a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes.
The poor kids, they get like all the stupid shit that was like popular with all the idiots like 6 months ago or a year ago. And then mm-hmm. it just gets filtered into their shit fuck movies. You know what I mean? With the farting squirrels. Oh, which, by the way, there's that new movie about Jesus. And it was really uncomfortable when I was watching trailers. And there was like a trailer for Jesus, right? And he's like filling people's baskets with fish. And then it's followed up with a farting squirrel trailer. Tyler's a fan.
Wait, there's a movie about Jesus?
He has a new movie called Son of God, all about Jesus. All,
wait,
Moses
is
this
the one where he's like really
Noah
sexy?
Coming out?
Noah,
Russell
Noah,
Crowe.
Yeah, yeah,
sexy
Noah,
Jesus.
Russell Crowe's playing Noah. What has the world come to?
I saw someone describe that new Noah as someone took out some pages of Lord of the Rings and someone took out some pages of the Bible and just mixed them together and then made a film.
Well, isn't that what Lord of the Rings is? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's drawn from the greatest book on earth.
Half like
epic
it?
Epic storytelling.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know when Jesus went to Mordor? Mordor.
Mordor.
Kind all of. Those orcs fighting all those Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Bad times.
Wait, are the elves Christians?
I figured out what Lord of the Ring was last time
well,
I saw
well, they're white.
It. The most recent one I saw. I can't remember.
Great sorry, no, what?
Great point.
I can't remember. What the fuck? Anyways, go ahead. Somebody take the reins. My brain's
Anderson,
not,
has
not,
anyone been hurt on your set yet?
No. We shot an older woman on a couch.
You
for
shot a
four
woman?
Hours. We pointed a camera towards her and rolled for like 4 hours, and she sat on the couch and was Stanley next to her. Yeah, Stanley's in the film.
You should shoot an impromptu.
There will be no
gangsta style rap video just to
oh,
give
yeah,
the bird
to the California
movie industry.
Click.
Yeah, did you ever find anything about it?
Someone sent me a link, but it was just to some like scrawny white guy and black guy. And they didn't look like they
That's
were
not
the
it.
Correct ones.
That's not it.
And their music didn't play anyways.
All right. Guys, this is the what's wrong with you, Michael?
I don't know. No. Are you serious? I'm trying to snap out of this mood.
I got a quick question
for
you.
I'm trying to snap
guys.
Out of this super sleepy
is it
trance I just
freedom,
came
let
into.
Freedom reign or is it let freedom
ring?
Let
ring.
Freedom ring.
My entire life I've been saying freedom reign. And
you
there was some kind of Super Bowl, some shenanigans happening, and it actually had it written out, and it said
I like,
Freedom Ring.
I know, but Rain, I like Rain better.
It makes
but
sense, because we just drop so many bombs on people for the sake of freedom, right? It always
because I just picture hundreds of people
bombs.
Shackled
oh,
outside, and their
Rain
shackles falling off, and they're just getting up.
Not R-E-I-G-N?
I wasn't
no,
sure. R-E-I-G-N. I realized it could have been either.
G-N.
It could have been either.
You're wrong both
I was wrong in so many ways.
Let Freedom Rain.
Rune's in here doing something.
Rune's something weird.
Yeah, what
shit.
Is he doing? It's really confusing.
We think that the lighting situation, this is so dull, I'm sure, to everyone listening because you can't see it, but we've decided that the lighting situation that we kind of situation in here by accident with me flinging things on and off because I was upset with how bright it is should be the new lighting switch for Loveline. Seriously, like for the pre-show, because it looks much better. By accident. Yeah. Accident. Accident lighting. That's
everything we do on the After Disaster should be on the pre-show.
That's true.
Especially me talking a lot.
Absolutely.
That's so definitely
what's going on with you,
Ty. Definitely what's missing the most.
What's happening with you? Have you yelled at Jimmy Jimmy Fallon
show? I'm
just
going through some things.
Are you going through some stuff? Have you given up?
Yeah.
You want to give up?
I've been thinking about moving to the Salton Sea.
If you were serious.
Did you get half chub right now because you thought I was serious?
There's something about like us all being on the same wavelength and coming in here just going, I've had it. Let's move out of here. Because I would do it fucking this week. You got to catch me quick, you know, though, before I change my mind.
You know how we were talking about your commitment phobia that
we
you
need
have?
Two bathrooms in that tray that we're going to get to, by the way.
Three. Mm-hmm. We need three.
Three.
Yeah, you're right.
But
you guys can't share a bathroom?
No, we each sleep in a bathroom.
We're all like chicks. Oh, no. I'm going to start having to sit down when I pee.
I have two bathrooms right now, and I use them both.
Oh,
at the
my
same
God.
Time?
He's fancy.
I got two.
That is pretty fancy.
Like, I'll take a shower in one morning, and I'll go pee in the other one, then I'll go in the other one.
I've
got two bathrooms.
You ever try and pee in the other bathroom from your shower and the other one?
I just cut my – I pee half of it and then cut my penis and run to the other one to finish.
I was thinking arcing stream, like across the room. I was thinking running around the halls holding your cups of pee.
Are
I'm
you
sorry,
doing
ladies.
Pee jokes right
like
now?
We really are.
Pee and poop jokes?
Because, guys, I don't want to talk about medical stuff and my own medical stuff, but it's really weird because you know that thing where like after you have sex and like guys pee? And, like,
yeah,
it goes
sprays.
And, yeah. 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 But it's been doing like that with me like for the last couple of weeks all the time.
It's because you have two holes now. As you get older, you develop two holes.
No, you don't. It's not true.
And then in another decade, you'll have three holes.
But it's awful. Like, it's I'm really getting exciting. On my knees to pee now. Otherwise, it hits the wall.
Can I just tell you?
It's really upsetting.
Don't you work with a doctor? Can't you
ask
him
Yeah, I don't like
things?
To talk to them.
Doesn't Mike Carano's I sit down to pee sound good about
Is
now?
That why you started sitting down to pee?
No, I did it because it's easier.
No, it's not easier. No, it's not because you got to drop
my
your
own,
pants down
it's
to
my
your
own
ankle.
Bathroom. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I sit down to pee every time. Mm-hmm. It's 50 times better. Doesn't splash anywhere. Doesn't go anywhere.
50 times better.
But I will say
how do you quantify how much better it is?
50 times. I've done that. I have the graph. I will say I told you this, right? That I may.
What's worse, a man sitting down to pee or a woman standing up to pee? What's worse?
Woman standing up to pee, 100%. That is upsetting.
Me sitting down is just all slightly effeminate.
I've seen how it's done, and I've seen it.
What's her face does it in Step Brothers?
People train.
She goes up to the urinal.
At my camp, you have to train the ladies how to pee in the woods. Where they don't want to squat, and like it involves lifting things. It's pretty bad.
When you backpack through Europe, you can buy those like weird.
Yeah, they
have
those
things.
Weird funnel things for the ladies.
Yeah, because all you have is like a hole in the ground. Uh-huh. So when I was in Romania and Turkey, those bathrooms were scary.
Okay, yeah, indeed.
Aren't there guys just paying you money to pee on them though?
Yeah, but what if you can't find one of those guys? You're losing out.
I don't know what type of trips Tyler takes.
Good China, ones. Only China. I told the story on this show, and I don't want to be too graphic, but I'll just say, I masturbated.
I don't want to be too graphic, but
I
was
got in the car.
Stroking my wiener.
I drove to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
I told the story on the show already, and I went to pee.
At least you did it before, guys.
And I peed, and it went side to side directly on a child, and I couldn't stop. And I was trying to push really hard to break down the barrier, so it just
wait. Was this the kid in the wheelchair?
No.
Didn't you pee on a kid in a wheelchair?
At least 2 seconds of solid pee stream went directly on a little kid who was too young to complain about it, but just old enough to stand there by himself, but not old enough to be like, what the fuck? And he was too young to know what was going on.
I just imagine the silent conversation you two had just staring at each other.
No, you know, that's what I'm thinking
I'm
right
so
now.
Sorry.
So that's Mike Carano. So you know
sorry.
What? There's probably at least a 40% chance that he's like, it's because I just masturbated.
Listen,
I'm
son.
So
I didn't mean to pin your kid.
Doesn't do that.
But I was just touching myself.
And that's
He's
a truth.
So much
but
counseling.
I just pushed super hard to not have it go both ways, just to get.
Why don't you just clamp down and stop peeing? That just occurred to him. He's like, that was an option, wasn't it?
Like, if you could go back in time, is that the thing you change? You wouldn't pee on the kid?
No, a million other things I changed before that. Jesus Christ.
You've peed on a million other kids?
No, if I was convicted of rape, I have bigger regrets than that. If There's a lot of stuff I'd change. The kid thing is like 400th on the list.
Mm. All right. Mm. Good to know.
So am I the only one who will be tuning into Llama Detective?
We're back on that.
I don't have cable, so I probably won't be watching it. But,
I'm sure people will talk about
someone,
it.
I
think it's going to be good.
I don't know why you would think it's going to be good.
Do you think it's going to get past the pilot stage?
Fun.
It's just on Stars, I guess, and it's yeah. Like
do you think it has a spitting
six
chance?
Episodes.
I love puns.
Hey, Jennifer, can you turn your head that way for a second? Look at that.
No, the camera?
No, the side of her headphones matches her
camera?
Dress perfectly.
Does it?
Matches her what?
The sticker on those headphones matches her dress perfectly.
Mm, her dress is black and white, and the sticker is blue. Ooh,
the skirt.
Yeah. Oh, the skirt. I didn't see the skirt.
She's fancy.
Yeah, it's close. Yeah.
No,
same
it's
hue. Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's not perfect. Her skirt is periwinkle, and it's clearly an aqua blue.
No, that sticker on the side of her headset is the same color as her dress.
It is absolutely not. Will you please hold it up so that you can show him that it's not the absolute same?
No, it's a little different.
Yes, it is. Michael, it's close.
This is more aqua.
He is blind.
Mike's indignant right now.
Diana, does it look like it's the same color?
It does to me, but perhaps I'm colorblind.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Let's move past all of this.
Indeed.
We're not going to move on.
What were you doing?
what
are you doing
yourself.
In town, Lockets? Unlockets?
I was in San Diego for
iPads.
A conference.
What was the conference?
It's always iPads all the time.
What was the conference?
The only thing she knows.
It was on iPads.
It was on iPads?
Yeah.
And were you talking? Or were
yeah,
you
I was presenting, and then I was...
to a conference of iPads. It's very strange.
Yeah.
How much time did you guys spend discussing the fact that if you look at pornography on an iPad, there's no pop-ups, which is the best?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't get those windows that open up.
Wait,
I
really?
Think there was a special session on that specifically.
I don't
the
think
iPads
it was.
And pornography and education.
What was your role in talking to the iPads?
That's what I thought.
We're talking. I just did Tyler's show. I'm sorry. Talking to people about iPads.
It's really boring. I was talking about. So I've got a new job in Miami.
Right.
And
you have a big dog.
I have a giant dog.
Okay.
Because she's 130 pounds, 33 uh-huh. inches.
Holy shit.
That's a large dog. But you found a place, obviously.
Yeah. No,
you
I've got to.
You didn't kill the dog.
No.
Okay.
No, I told you I'm in Little Havana. I got you guys
oh,
some
that's
kitsch,
right, of course.
Little Havana stuff.
Ooh.
But then I left it at home when I was packing.
That's what we deserve for opening the show with such racist Latino
but things. But I'll mail it, including some cigars that are rolled in the neighborhood.
Ooh. Hey.
Yeah, they're pretty nice. They're pretty nice cigars.
Is that
cigars.
Legal? Is that allowed?
Take it.
Yeah, because they don't use Cuban tobacco
okay.
or
no, I'm
leaves.
Saying is it illegal? Is it okay to send it?
Yeah.
Like federal
no, it's perfectly fine.
Arms and gun
I
laws.
Don't know. Wait, is the NSA listening?
NSA.
Probably.
They definitely don't
firearms, tobacco.
That'd be embarrassing if that was one of our listeners, the NSA.
Yeah. You could openly sell secrets on our show, government secrets, and it would be fine.
I get it, Tyler, because no one listens. I get it.
Yeah.
Oh,
you do
and
get it.
Corona, you were saying how you thought of Little Havana as all these guys, old men sitting around and playing a game, mm-hmm. and they do that. There's
yes,
actually CeeLo? Domino Park.
Yeah.
And they all play dominoes.
Domino Hall.
Do they all wear those hats and those shirts? Too, like
they,
those white shirts with the not embroidery, but the pattern sewed into them.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Those drug lord shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably.
The white cotton.
Yeah.
That seems about right in my neighborhood. That seems right.
I'd like to wear one of those shirts.
You could totally do that and blend in.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. And we'll go get some Cafe Cubano, some fried plantains.
You know what?
Honestly,
awesome. Right now, I would love to do that.
Yeah,
Mike, you just
want to really
go anywhere.
Good.
Mike, you need a vacation is what you need. When was the last time you went on vacation? Was it with me? Death Valley?
Did you guys ever eat at Porto's?
Yes.
Oh. No.
Let's just move along.
It's fucking good, right?
That baker was trained at Vandy Camps.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's very, very inexpensive, very good.
Are we doing a plug for Porto's?
It's a Cuban restaurant.
It's very enjoyable. Mm.
Jillian's obsessed with Porto's.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it. She can't wait to take me there. It's been about 6 months. And
well, I go like once a week, so I'll meet you.
That's okay. Where I got your tres leches cake from.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Was it from Porto's?
Yes, Porto's.
It's a bakery, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, but they have Cuban sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not as good.
No, of course it's not. The plantains there, I don't care about that much.
Hey,
you know, I don't like the dried plantains.
I'm well aware this is the worst show we've done, all right?
It's not.
Stop rolling your eyes.
It's not.
It's pretty bad.
I don't roll my eyes.
No, I'm talking to listeners.
Let's talk more about boobs.
I roll up my sleeves,
boobs.
Bunk.
Wait, we're talking about boobs?
No,
I
we're
love
done
boobs.
With boobs. You haven't listened to the program in a while.
No, I did.
Shame on you.
Big boobs and medium boobs. I can't listen to it at work, though.
Why not?
Because I work with children.
Oh, so what? You get earbuds for
that. You have headphones at work.
Yeah,
you put the earbuds in, you hold your hand out, and you just start swatting them away. swat them away.
Yeah, just like go.
Don't they need to learn about excellence in broadcasting?
Wait, you work with kids now?
Oh my gosh.
We Rush Limbaugh now or something?
Tyler, you actually read what I write.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so you know all about my school.
You write stuff.
She does a lot of things with like Google Docs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About like streamlining and making the educational system more efficient by technology and cloud-based computing and stuff.
Yeah, I do that. Mm. Yeah, no, it's awesome. But also, like you used to like Dexter before it got really crappy.
Watched all of it. Yeah, and it became terrible.
The guy who wrote the books actually went to the school I'm at right now.
Jeff Lindsay?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's his pen name. I forgot what his real name is, but he actually went there. He comes and speaks.
Left Gen Z.
It is Left Gen Z.
I have a question for you that's going to be a Dullesville question, but I want an answer to this.
We really sold it.
How do you have a feeling about how can you justify children ever getting iPads?
Is that the end?
I was going to say.
Because it's awesome.
The problem that I see that can't be dealt with are they're going to be stolen.
Right.
Not
and
if
actually,
everyone has one.
It's a big concern in places like Chicago because they don't want to give kids iPads and have them walk through terrible neighborhoods.
That's what I mean. Because you're going to have to take it home.
There's some schools where they don't
just line up outside and the kids just sadly like walk by and just hand their iPad to the guy as they walk out.
Wait,
pretty much.
Everyone was saying the same thing about like iPhones a few years ago, right? Now everyone has an iPhone.
Yeah, they're too ubiquitous now, so no one takes them.
Yeah,
it's very different.
So what you got to do, you got to flood the market.
The iPhone can't be activated. The iPad is just a freestanding device by and large because they're not going to give them iPads that have internet access with the exception of Wi-Fi. They're not going to have contracts, $40 a month contracts on all these kids.
Just jailbreak all this shit. Jailbreak it. Listen, along the same lines, I went to a liquor store last night on my way home because I needed some Gatorade badly. I was very thirsty.
This is very similar.
It is similar. Watch. And I was enraged because it did that thing where they're locked up, right? And the guy had to come.
The Gatorade was locked up?
No, the whole gas station was open, but like they treat you like a common criminal. Yeah, like, if I open the door for you, you will come in here and you will steal all of our Twizzlers.
Is it because of the snake tattoo?
No, it's because it's locked for everybody. Yeah. Right? So we had to do the business through this like little mail slot.
And the Gatorade didn't fit?
Well, you know, like a lot of gas
stations.
You had
to pour it out.
Are like this with a bulletproof glass, but they're like set up like that because it's like a little island. But this was like an entire store. And it was infuriating. And I was just thinking, what kind of a fucking world do we live in? And it's like they got to treat everyone like a common criminal. And meanwhile, it's like 2:30 in the morning, right? And then it occurred to me, I'm like, 1880s. If this was like a little town in like Calico Ghost Town or something, or like the middle of the country, and they had like even like those pretzels over there in the corner. I mean, if they had half the stuff that's in the store, of course it would be locked up. Of course they wouldn't be doing business with letting people in the middle of the night. Like,
I don't know.
No way they would have.
General store would they wouldn't be open at 2 in the morning.
Well, you have to come back when the sun.
What
comes
I'm saying is
up.
Things are still way safer and way nicer than they were just like a mere 80 years ago or so. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's absolutely.
You forget. Yeah, I think you lose track of that.
Well,
and the shithead kids
because
didn't have iPads.
I think what you're not
one
they did
period.
Not.
We had that one period from like the 50s to like the 70s where everything was cool, man. And you know, it's like you could leave your doors unlocked and you could like be like Betty Draper and just undo your blanket with all your trash and just leave it in the park.
You know what? Now you can't find a soda machine that doesn't have
a nice
cage around it.
What?
You must have lived in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, it was kind of nice.
Yeah.
It was Canada.
Oh.
Like Canada, no one locks their doors. Everyone leaves their keys in the ignition.
The Bears do not lock their doors.
Wait, you
Canada.
Lived in Canada?
Yes, Mike. We do this all the time. Like every summer I go live in Canada for a while. Sometimes as long
with
as 3
Jeannie.
Months. Sometimes as long as 3 months.
Wait, who's Jean?
Jeannie is my
she's the one who has the lake.
Jean, Jeannie.
Oh, she's the ambassador of it.
Here's the thing. It's all deeper subjective. It's all depending on which kind of neighborhood you live in, because the gas stations in Beverly Hills are still open 24 and you can walk in anytime by
whatever.
That's
because their cops are the meanest cops in the country.
Yeah, they got they have a lot of big cop presence.
For Beverly Hills.
No cops there when some dude's asking me to suck my dick though.
Wow. You really like that.
Yeah,
story.
That he was the welcoming committee.
Were you flattered
really
at
liked
all?
That. You
was
exceptionally
was he,
flattered.
Was he remotely attractive?
Like, would you move to Salton Sea with him? Would
you
buy some premium
cult?
Real estate with him?
I think he was creepy and weird. And
oh, Mike, I need your goddamn songs. I keep forgetting to ask you. I need them. Bring them. Give them to me. Send them to me on MP3 so I can
just
make Mike Carano the featured artist on the Film Vault.
Thank you for doing that.
Speaking of which, Film Vault, new episode up this week. Top 5 Philip Seymour Hoffman performances. We had to do that.
Oh, wow.
So fucking great. And it's so tragic and ridiculous. So
that really bummed me out that he's dead.
Such a...
Yeah.
It's kind of why I watched Magnolia tonight. Not just to set
I'm going
to
watch part of it tonight.
Not just to make me depressed when I came in here.
Is
and
that
I
what happened to you?
Absolutely.
Is it Magnolia?
100%. I was tired and I watched Plagues and Pleasures on the Salton Sea and I was in a good mood. Right. And then I put on Magnolia.
Why'd you put on Magnolia? There's so many great films.
I know. I shouldn't have done it because I got.
Direct quote from Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I got completely invested in it. I was 2 hours in and I had to leave because.
Give me more heroin.
I missed the last hour, but.
Too soon. But that's pretty good. Direct quote. It was Magnolia is one of his favorite, if not his favorite movie he's ever seen, despite mm-hmm. the fact that he's in it, and he will fight anyone who disagrees to the death. That was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Wow.
And here's my take on Magnolia is I was watching, I saw it one time in the theater, mm-hmm. and at one point I'm like, and numerous points, I'm like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen. And then 10 minutes later, I'm like, when the fuck can I leave? This is awful. I hate this movie. I want out. And then it'll be like, oh my God, this is the pinnacle of movie filmmaking. This is one of the greatest mm-hmm. achievements any human being has ever. Why am I watching Jason Robards die again? Let's move on.
It's relentless. Yeah, that movie's relentless. Yeah. You don't realize how many cuts there are in the first half an hour. It's just foof, nonstop. But I think he was better in Boogie Nights. I think Boogie Nights is a better film.
All right. I think that there's four other performances that are better.
It's Doubt on
out.
The list.
Find out.
What's that? Looking forward to
Doubt.
Too Doubt
soon.
Is not on.
Too Soon was the tweet I saw the next day that said Philip Seymour Coffin.
The Master?
All right.
The Master, was that number one?
I didn't
Lancaster
do it.
Dodd. No, that was not on the list. Tune in. Find out. You don't tune in anymore. Download. Find out. It was a good episode, even though Brian was involved.
It did affect my mood big time.
Well, then go home and watch Mickey Mouse.
So we can start the show over after that?
Yeah.
Mickey
right,
Mouse.
I'm sorry. I cut
you
off. No, I was going to tell him he should watch that Puppy Budweiser commercial. That always makes
Everyone's talking about that. I've not seen that.
It's so contrived, yet will... It brings tears.
Oh, Anderson
to your eyes.
Yeah.
Don't puppies just make everything
I would cry.
Better?
I would cry.
About it.
Two things.
Did he talk to a horse?
Horses trample a dog to death. And then, and then his ghost comes back to the earth and terrorizes the family.
And then the dad
is so scared he's driven to alcoholism and he drinks Budweiser till he dies.
But the dog drags him.
It was very
avant-garde.
Like,
the dog drags him to rehab.
Somehow sales have spiked though.
Yeah.
Strangely.
Because everyone's depressed from the commercials, so they're all drinking more.
What is this guy? Wasn't the dog like? Didn't he want to like become? Or
the
that
dog
was
has a giant wiener that looks like a Clydesdale wiener, and then there's one of the Clydesdales has a dog-sized wiener.
That's not what it is.
Did I watch a different Super Bowl?
What was the commercial?
When you say Bud, that big Clydesdale wiener comes in the frame.
Oh, no.
I have two questions. One is I read an article online. Granted, it was like a gossipy site that said that the heroin Philip Seymour Hoffman bought was only $6 a bag. Have you heard that?
Wow.
Does that seem really cheap?
I need to start doing heroin.
That seems very
$6
cheap.
A bag. The other thing is I didn't watch any of the Super Bowl, but I did watch that 3-minute Bob Dylan commercial. And
was it 3 minutes?
Yeah. It very much upset me that he did a commercial.
He sold out, and you're upset with him.
I'm not even that huge of a Bob Dylan fan, but I think I do. It was very unsettling to me that it's all about the money for everybody.
Mike, what do you want it to be about?
I don't know.
He just needs enough bread to get groovy and retire.
The money. He's got kids and probably grandkids, right? Probably a lot of them. And it is about money.
He doesn't pay for those kids.
I don't know anything about his life because I don't like him. I don't like the fact that the man speaks much more clearly than he sings. That bothers me.
Yeah, I heard him once in concert. He was rather inarticulate.
Yeah.
God, I think he does that intentionally.
I'm not a fan. Ever since the Soy Bomb guy came up and his reaction to Soy Bomb guy, I have not.
What was that and what was his reaction?
I have no idea.
Soy Bomb.
You done?
Nice.
That didn't explain it for me one bit.
Don't join Soy Bomb, right?
He was performing somewhere. What, was it Letterman or something? Or MTV Movie Awards?
I think it was Letterman. I feel like it was Letterman.
Might have been MTV.
And he had Soy Bomb written on his T-shirt.
And yeah, some like weirdo dude got up behind him, and he was like on the stage with him, but like he got past security, and he had his shirt off, and it just said he had Soy Bomb written across it. And I don't know if anyone even figured out what the deal was with it, but old Bob Dylan reacting to it and kind of looking creeped out, but just moving. There was something very unsettling and upsetting about how he reacted to it. He didn't do anything douchey, but he just looked like, I don't know, he kept doing his thing. I don't know. Instead of just going with it, it was really annoying. Look it up. YouTube.
I think Bob Dylan has always. I honestly believe that he's always been a sellout, and it's only been about the money and getting laid. And I think people have put on him what they want to believe he's about.
And he's instilling that further with doing ads for Merck.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I don't know what you want people to work for if it's not money. What is it? The only people who don't work for money are rich kids who have trust funds. Everyone else is trying to make a living. And if you try and make a living
you're probably right.
by doing something you love, more power to you. But everyone has to make a living. And what you do with that money is going to make you happy if you have
any kind
of... I
would sell out so hard if I had anything to sell out.
Me too.
Now, it's one thing to like want to hoard your money or just like show off your money and like buy shit just so you can feel better than your neighbor. But a lot of people just want to make money so that they can take care of their kids or travel and see the world and do things that you couldn't do if you don't have money.
The guys from the Black Keys, they were offered like $150,000 to use one of their first songs in like a commercial in Britain or something like that. And they're like, no, man, like we don't want to sell out, whatever. And then they spent like another 4 years like toiling away before they actually made enough money and actually became popular. And now they're like, that was so dumb. We could have bought a new van, new instruments. We could have actually continued to tour and all this shit. They're like,
but when I see people like, okay, doing a commercial is embarrassing, frankly. And when I see somebody like Bob Dylan, who's been touring nonstop for 50 fucking or for 40 something fucking years, and he's on his death. He's near the last decade of his life. He's not going to live another 10 or 20 years. He's going to die probably within the next 10 years. Does he need this money so bad from this commercial at this point in his life where I still need more? That fucking piece of land he has in Malibu has to be worth $100 million.
How do you know so much about his background?
Okay, but perhaps maybe he's trying to, and I'm not defending Bob Dylan or that commercial because I did not enjoy it. But perhaps like he's sort of trying to do that Ray Charles thing where he's like trying to get his music heard by a new generation.
When a Herzog make you movies.
Oh, the Conan sketch? That was great. Was it Conan or was
what
it Fallon?
The fuck are you talking
I think
about?
It's Tyler right now making shit up.
No, Conan or one of those guys did a sketch where they just went on and on and on.
Yeah, lots of people do.
Let Bulgaria brew your micro beer. And they just did like 30 of them. Let Asia make your phones. That's the best one. Like, I don't agree with any of that.
Let brown people cut
your
lawn.
Yeah, but I mean, it's weird. Like we're supposed to just give in and go like, okay, let them.
Because it's going back to that thing from like the 50s with the cars. It was all about cars.
And plus, German beer is not the best anymore.
Lohenbräu.
Like, let Germany make your beer.
Lohenbräu.
How about let Germany make your BMWs?
You know what's funny? Actually, when he said that line, I'm like, I bet Budweiser really appreciates that. They just run like a multi-million-dollar ad. Thanks, Bob. Yeah. Appreciate that, buddy.
Let Germany make your Scheitzer films.
I'll trust him with that.
Yeah, they've been the good monopolizers of that for years.
Absolutely.
At least in everybody's opinion, in everybody's conscience.
They've got that on lock.
But no one really knows if that's true. I don't know if that's true. I've never seen one. Yeah, me either. I just know when I meet a German person, he probably likes to get shit on, even though it's probably totally not true.
Probably not true.
Probably. You're
I've been
your
to Germany. They have a lot of weird stuff. A lot of weird advertising and weird bondage sex shops.
Imagine.
So does Japan, though.
Some might say that actually your definition of normal is what's weird.
Yeah, it's true. What is normal? Like those shirts that says, what is normal backwards? It's like, dude, you're so cool.
You would have bought one in the 90s and
would not have
raves.
Ever.
Absolutely.
I don't wear shirts to raves.
I almost got you a mesh
you do
shirt
have me there.
Just for fun.
Mesh shirt. I still have a button-up mesh shirt that I wear around the wife just to upset you, Lynn.
Wait,
just
there's
to upset
a button-up mesh shirt?
With a collar
it's classy,
and a button-up
Diana.
And it's mesh.
Ooh.
And it's sweet.
Yeah, that's
and I wear it with no shirt underneath.
Sometimes there's going to be some sort of emergency where you got to rush out of the house.
And that's going to be the only thing you grab.
I don't care.
You're going to be at the pet hospital. With your mesh button-up shirt on.
He'll be nicely aerated.
Why do you have to jump to a pet emergency?
Because that's the only thing I have
that
I care about.
You have a jillion.
Other than a jillion.
I know, but I quickly decided which one would be less important.
Goddamn Obamacare. Can I tell you it's a scam?
How come?
Because I've been paying $250 a month. I haven't even got my goddamn card yet.
I'm paying $330 a month.
Goddamn Merck!
That's why it's a scam, because you haven't got your card. You know the card doesn't mean anything.
But you know, then I got my bill in the mail, and I'm like, oh, and it says called billing questions, call this number. The number's out of service for my insurer. That's not a good sign.
No, that is
not a good
not.
Sign at all. The only number I could get was straight to automation, where they just immediately
who's
took my credit
insurer?
Card.
Who's your insurer?
I don't want to talk about
what, that. Yeah, tell me what who your company is, too, because mine's HealthNet.
HealthNet. Yeah, good luck in getting that card, buddy.
I got it.
Little
I got it.
Bug
you already got a
card?
Idea,
your medicine.
Can you just print one up online?
Yes.
I don't know. There's like a little lady. They're trying to be like all soft and like cartoony online. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Hey, you want
to
hear how dumb I am?
All right. I got a story about the gym and in the
how
bathroom.
Dumb
and old naked
are
men.
You?
But go ahead.
Real quick. I followed your directions on getting that health insurance.
Uh-huh.
So I went to HealthNet, and there was the least expensive one. Mm-hmm. And without reading anything about any of it, without reading one line, I just kicked it up two notches.
Why would you do that, Michael?
Fucking idiot. I went from 250 to 330.
Why?
I don't know. I just went, you know what? This got something is better about this one. I just went two notches. silver.
So it's silver. I got the silver too.
Mine's 330.
Yeah, well, it's because you're a lot older than I am.
Maybe.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Centuries.
It's because you're a little older.
You think that's why?
No, I think it's because you have alcoholic on your
And you have a proclivity
record.
Of moving to Salt
No,
and
they
scene.
Can't count pre-existing
that's true.
Conditions.
I'm trying to make them feel better.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's probably why.
Yep. I think it's just,
I clicked
I
it
think
up
it's
too.
Just your zip code and your age. I think that's all they can go off, right?
Could have also been that
go
I clicked
off a
it
zip
up.
Code?
No, they can modify it based on your health factors. They just can't deny you because of your health factors.
Okay. But they didn't ask any questions. They didn't ask if I smoked or drank, nothing.
Yeah, me neither.
They didn't ask if I was in, like,
we both look, we're both looking to you.
I know, like, yeah. I know.
Tyler, they didn't. Tyler, I got four questions for you about my health insurance.
I don't know. I just have employer health care.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, tell us about the gym, because every time I go to the gym and I see guys with snake tattoos.
Ooh.
You don't see snake tattoo guys at the gym.
A lot of guys with film tattoos, not a lot of guys with snake tattoos.
Has this come up on the show before, but how devastated would you be if you saw that same tattoo?
I saw one very similar.
Really?
Just recently, yeah.
I've never seen one anything like it.
Well, that's good. Because I see a lot of tattoos. It's like, wow, mm-hmm. you've got the exact same tattoo everyone else does. That's stupid. All right. In the bathroom, at the gym, and ooh. I was doing this weird, creepy thing because I was lingering. I was lingering because I wanted to hear how this conversation continued. But these two naked men, both in their 60s,
yes.
standing smack dab in the middle of the bathroom, like by the urinal.
Hands on hips.
Why are they naked?
I don't know.
Old
you don't
men
see
love
much.
To get naked at the gym.
You don't see much in my gym, but they're talking fucking loud.
Wait, were they coming out of the showers or something?
There's a pool right there, which I'm assuming they weren't skinny dipping. Now that I think about it, in my head, I was thinking they came out of the pool.
Is there
but
a sauna?
Make sense. There was
lemon
a sauna,
party.
There's a steamer.
Was it a lemon party shoot?
They were definitely steaming.
But
balls
that's all like away from
ground.
Like where the yeah. urinals and the stalls are. They were standing right dab in the middle, and then there's like a sinks where you can wash your hands too. And that's where I spent my time when I was lingering because I wanted to hear how the conversation panned out. But they were speaking very loudly. One guy was kind of the talker rat, and the other guy was kind of just going, uh-huh. There was one towel between the two of them. He was kind of holding it in between. I was sneaking peeks, and I was seeing shriveled things. I didn't like it.
Ugh, what?
Yeah. And the guy was explaining, the one older guy,
wait,
the loudmouth
go back to the one towel between them.
There was
like
one,
a barrier?
One guy didn't have a towel. The other guy did, and he was kind of letting it dangle by his side. Like, if one of them sneezed, their penises would have touched.
Oh!
Like they were, yeah, it was weird. It was very strange.
This is fucking, I don't like
it. It was very, very odd.
I need to poke out my mind.
You had to walk around them to get to the urinals, which I did, and then I peed on two different directions, like I've been knowing to do lately, and then I went.
If you would have known them, would you have pushed one of the guys towards the other? It'd be funny.
Like, bumped into him?
No, just, like, pushed him from behind?
No.
So their penis is touched?
And then it makes a little ding.
Wait, Anderson, you have health insurance, but you're still not getting that checked out?
What? Oh, that just started. I don't have time. Plus, there's no phone number to call. If I want to go to see a doctor, I don't even know who to call or do anything. That's why it's a scam.
I didn't say basically.
Tyler's just bored. Oh. No one's paying attention.
No, you said you ding when the penises touch.
Oh, okay. It would have been more like a crystal, nice. Which I don't have, Tyler, so don't look for it. But like, you know, when two champagne glasses.
It would sound like more like two turtles bumping into
That's
each
true.
Other.
That's absolutely true. So here's what he gets to is obviously a staunch Republican. And he's talking shit about Obama, and he goes, "God damn, you know what you got? The phone number you call to get Obamacare? Do you know what it is? 1-800 fuck you. It really is that. Now imagine whoever the little left wing son of a bitch who came up with that just to fuck with you, just to." So I immediately after, and then they finally parted ways, and I went out, and now I'm in the gym doing that thing which I absolutely hate, which is people making phone calls in the gym. But I had to figure out, was he telling the truth? Tyler, will you put up the phones? Will you please put up the phones immediately?
Which ones?
One. Just put it up. There you go. So what you do is you dial 1-800. It's okay. You can leave it up because everyone knows it.
I'm gonna guess that I'll bet $100. He's not. That's not correct because that makes.
Here's what happens. This is really interesting, and I've done no more research.
You have reached our nation's little secret. If you want to be transferred to Intimate Connections, press 1. If you want the Obamacare 800 number, press 2.
What the fuck?
If you want to be transferred to the Obamacare 800 number, press 3.
What is the government up to?
That is
it's
weird
a sex
shit.
Line.
That's clearly a sex line, sort of and they're getting flooded with people calling for Obamacare
because
that's
there's
the
a rumor, right?
Yeah.
If you want the Obamacare 800 number,
because of old men touching penises, just spreading the shit around like that, and not.
Is this what the NSA is really doing?
To Intimate Connections. If you are a man seeking a woman, press 1. This service is intended for adults.
So yeah, some dumb fuck. Gone? It was probably all started like on a right wing morning show. It was probably like Imus or something. And then there's old men touching dicks spreading that bullshit rumor around. It's fucking odd, right? To the point that this poor little intimate secret line is getting inundated.
Poor intimate secret.
You know what? I'm going to take a wild guess and just say the show I think started that rumor is probably Coast to Coast, because some of the bullshit I hear spewing out of their bullshit guests' mouths is staggering.
It is. You know what's crazy about that show is they're super smart people that are very articulate. It'd be like Unlock It's going on there talking about how she was raised by Bigfoot, but she believes it. But she's super smart.
Raised by an iPad. That's the book she's working on.
Because I hear stuff on that show that's like a Phil Hendry sketch, which I know he did that as a character, Art Bell.
Right.
But when Art Bell did it, it was entertaining, and Art Bell didn't put up with as much shit as they do now, because now they let everything
slide.
George Norrie
is really, really too nice.
He's way too nice. The guests on, I heard a guy literally probably 6 months ago go on and on. Well, you know what? You want to know something, George? What they don't tell you? You buy an iPhone, the government's tracking every move you make.
It's true.
They're listening to every word that goes into that iPhone.
Absolutely true.
He's going on and on and on. I'm like, that's what?
I really want to get
There's not a one-to-one government listener ratio with every person that buys an iPhone.
There are.
Big Brother's in here right now, man.
It's a lot. That's where all our taxes go, yep, to the people sitting and listening to iPhones, yep, and watching our little dots move around the map.
Yep.
Wow. I love the narcissism that it must take for people to really believe that the government is that interested, yeah, in your fucking boring personal life.
That's true.
It's not us locally, man. It's as a whole thing. They want to see how the organism moves, man.
I still think that South Park did it best when South Park was talking. They did that whole take on it where Cartman was like constantly like on Twitter, and he was like broadcasting everything he was doing and as simultaneously freaking out about the government watching what he was doing. Because we are the biggest narcissists in the world, mm-hmm, more than ever any other time in history, where we're constantly giving everyone updates on the bullshit that we're doing. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, looking over our shoulders saying, stop watching me, government.
Yeah.
Public, look at me. Stop watching me, government. It's like, you just want to think that everyone's watching you on all sides. It's like, fuck it.
Can I ask a serious question?
Fuck it, man.
That I'm having a problem resolving in my head. I wanna close my Facebook account.
Well, this has been going on for 2 years.
Why will I regret doing that?
Jesse Eisenberg comes to your house and says, "What the fuck? Why'd you do that?"
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I can come up with is there's probably like a dozen people that
really
I like.
Books are
gonna
that's
be the only way
on.
I keep in touch with them, and I wonder if that's because they're not going to accept like, here's my phone number. Just call me when you want to hang out. That's never happening.
I don't know, Mike.
You could just not check your Facebook.
Just stop going to it, yeah. Why don't you just let it die on its own, like living death? That's what mine's been doing for 3 years now. I never go to it.
Hmm. When's the last time you posted something?
I don't. If I didn't have the show and Film Vault,
You posted that naked selfie recently.
Tyler, was that worth breathing out your mouth?
Nope. No.
I'm really bummed. This whole show's bringing me to like this weird place. And
I'm sorry if I'm responsible for that.
It's fucking Magnolia.
I can pick you guys up.
Ironically, I have to go home and watch Magnolia because of the Film Vault.
Tyler said he had
I can
a
pick you
pick
up with
up.
A song.
Pick
How
us
so?
Up.
You got a song.
This is the greatest thing I found this week.
Tell Rune to edit.
I'm a guy on a buffalo.
The pre-show, quietly. I can hear it.
Remember the guy in a buffalo song?
Just wait for it. Yeah. Wait for it. It is what you think, but it's not what you think.
I hate this song. It's the soundtrack of the summer, though.
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings.
That's not the real lyrics, then.
What keeps the planet springing?
This is being sung by the Russian the National Army Choir.
Great.
There's only one guy in the choir?
We've got to fight.
Is this for the Olympics?
No, this is like months ago. Old, apparently.
What?
They're being conducted by a large old Russian man in a blue military suit.
Does Putin have a weird thing for Daft Punk?
What happened?
She's up on my no.
If you type in Russian Army Get Lucky, you'll find the video, and it's amazing. There's also
I've never typed that in.
There's a live version of it where they're singing for like a bunch of Russian dignitaries.
How do you find this shit?
Okay, I don't remember how I came across
this song.
Hey, Unlockus, did you just call it Daft Punk?
It's Daft Punk.
Is it Daft or Daft?
It's whatever you want.
Aren't they German?
Get them out of my brain.
I think they're French.
No. They're stupid is what they are, and I can't believe that everyone just sucks them down because they're fed to them. You know how many record execs are probably like, see, I told you. Dumb fucks will give you anything. They'll eat up anything you tell them is good. That fucking relax and get out of my head. Now! Get it out!
Nice.
To what? To do what?
To make it go away.
I can hear you guys, but I can't hear Tyler.
How come I can still hear it?
Because you're on a different channel. Sorry, buddy.
Jesus Christ, I gotta listen to this
Tyler,
fucking shit.
Make it un-go. You said you were supposed to make us lift us up, and you shoved us down like your foot's on our throat right now. It's awful.
Here's the breakdown. This giant Russian guy comes out for this part.
Okay, obviously, this is a visual thing.
I really needed the song broken down. Yeah. I didn't know where it was going.
I still maintain that Daft Punk is the thinking man's LMFAO. They're the same band in my head, except one's for dumb fuck drunk stoners that were like 15 to 20, and then Daft Punk is for like people that like that kind of shit, but they're trying to be smart. That's my. What do you think? Not bad, right?
Yeah.
It's too much thinking for me to even think about. Jeez.
Last time we were talking about Daft Punk, it was the beginning of the summer where I was like dissecting the album and I was furious that everyone was going on and on. So I finally gave it a listen. I'm like, what the fuck? It was in my car for about a month though. And I did listen to it way more than I should have, which is weird. Yep. I was like forcing it on myself. But we were talking about it and Mike went on this tangent. Corona went on this tangent about computer music and how it's not real music. It was really funny. And somebody I think it might have been Kiwi Pie, sent in a picture and it said how Mike thinks computer music's made.
Oh, yeah.
And it was somebody... It was somebody just like putting like a bunch of shit like into, I don't even remember, into a computer, and then music was just coming out. Like, no work involved at all. That's how you imagine
a make
it.
Music button.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like the easy button.
Hey, you know what? Okay. Hey, here's all I have to say to that is fuck you guys, because anybody that's done any kind of electronic music or garage band knows it's all fucking loops and it's all a bunch of bullshit, and it is hitting a button. And something that's got melody just starts playing, and then you add other things. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
That's if you use the pre-installed loops. You can make your own music.
Yeah,
Have you seen R.I.P.D.?
Same fucking thing. You create a loop. And
a remix manifesto?
That's what you do with the guitar. That's, you just create a chord progression, and then you
play
it over.
I play piano,
over.
And it's kind of the same.
You should watch R.I.P.D. Remix manifesto.
You cannot have this conversation
good
again, because I will lose
It's a really good documentary that I think you would really, really appreciate. It. And it's a lot of it's about Girl Talk, who I kind of... I don't like... I didn't run out and buy his music, but I love him as a person.
Okay, here's my proclamation.
No, go watch it. Why are you just going to pass it?
Because I'm not watching some electronic thing.
No, it's about the modern day music and modern day society and how everything is now a remix. And it's really, really super interesting, and I think you would appreciate it.
I think it's troubling.
R.I.P.D., a remix manifesto.
If I go to a show and somebody's standing before me, the person I bought a ticket to see, all they do is hit play, fuck them, and fuck their fucking bullshit. Fuck.
What concert is someone just hitting play at?
Red Hot Chili Peppers Super Bowl.
That's true.
Halftime.
Yeah.
Hey, Reggie. Want to get Reggie?
Oh, God.
Oh, why don't you tell us, everyone, what happened last week?
This is Russian sex bomb.
Sex bomb, sex bomb. You're a sex bomb. I'm really disturbed about what's going on in Russia right now.
What is it?
This music.
This music is what's disturbing
you. Way more than all the other stuff we keep hearing about Russia.
Hey, people are going to die during these Olympics, right? Like, Russians going to fuck something up.
I don't know. I hope not, because my hockey players are over there.
Because there's all these news reports coming out. Well, I don't know if they're true or not, but about stray dogs running everywhere, and they're just killing them. They're rounding them up, and the Russian government's talking
same
about how we're not
going to... Yeah, but they did that with Athens.
Yeah,
I know. But Russia had years and years to prepare, and it appears they didn't prepare enough. Right?
I see ditch.
Yeah, they have hotels.
I see too many dogs. I see dog in ditch.
And plus, we all know, if there's two things about me, is one is I don't trust Russians, and two, I don't trust Jamaicans.
So the two things about you?
Yeah, I don't trust Jamaicans. They're criminals.
All of them?
Most.
Oh, where did this come from? How many Jamaicans?
Mike's nightmare is cool runnings at this year's Sochi Olympics.
Oh, my God. They did qualify, didn't they? Oh, I'm so excited.
You want to know what the tragedy is?
Oh, you can't visit me in Miami, though. There are a lot of Jamaicans.
Their equipment didn't arrive.
Oh. Who's?
Got lost on the air. I'm not even kidding.
Who?
The Jamaican.
Are they really in this year?
Yeah,
qualified.
But their equipment did not arrive because it was lost in transit.
Maybe it was stolen by other Jamaicans.
Maybe you lose a bobsled.
This is like a
I
James
guess they got
Bond
robbed
movie.
They go home with their heads all hung and they're all sad. We didn't get to go to the Olympics, man. And then they see like their neighbors. They turn the bobsled into like a little canoe. They're just like, out in front of their house.
You know what?
Because they stole it.
This is a situation for a potential crime explosion. Jamaicans and Russians mixing together.
I think the Russians will kind of outnumber
them. Crime explosion. Russians and Jamaicans mingling at the Olympic Village.
Mike Carano called it.
Who's going to steal from the other person first? Who's going to lie and cheat from the other person?
You know what? There's some good stuff in this episode, but for the most part, it's choppy. It's a disaster.
I know it sounds racist of me to say that about the Russians being criminals and not untrustworthy,
no,
but
that,
I stand by it.
No, that was fine. It was the Jamaican part that was racist.
I don't trust Jamaicans. I walked into a car dealership to rent a car when recently, like within the last 6 months. It was a Jamaican dude, and it was a place on La Cienega, and I walked in there, and the guy's like, "Yeah, man," and I was like, "I'm out of here." I swear to God, I turned around and walked out. I was like, "Fuck this."
Not a Bob Marley.
Not renting it from a Jamaican guy.
You know, like Steel Pulse.
Here's the thing: is I was drunk one night, the Improv years
Steel
ago.
Steel Panther.
And I like Steel Panther. I have a story, but I can't talk about it on here because it involves AA.
The math, everybody. Jesus. I have a great story about
don't
Bill
do
Gates
the
and
math,
AA, but I can't tell you.
I was drunk and I was talking out my ass. Obviously, I don't know anything about Russians, but I don't trust them. I know that. And I was going on and on and on about don't trust Russians ever, blah, 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 to somebody at the Improv. And some guy came up and he goes, "I'm from Russia. And you're completely correct.
I'm from Russia.
I wouldn't trust a Russian ever."
You are correct.
All criminals, always trying to pull a fast one. And I was like, okay, thanks. And I tried to make him look like a racist, the person I was talking to. I'm like, Jesus, fucking psycho.
Well, you're trying to make the Russian seem like racist.
And you know something? And that guy's a friend. That guy's a friend of mine. His name's Gary.
Let's talk about.
And he listens to the show.
Nice.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hi, Gary.
Explain to Mike next time you see him. Remind him that racism has to do with different races, and Russians are the same race as us, so it's not a racist thing. Right?
But there's actually a great deal of variety in Jamaica. They're white Jamaicans.
Well, I was talking about Russia, though.
Oh,
Mike keeps saying that he doesn't care that he's racist. Yeah, I know. You would think that, but if you listen closely, he's talking about Russia and how he doesn't care about being racist against Russia.
I actually like this song.
They're
it's from Hunt for Red October, isn't it?
A lot of whites over there.
I don't know. This is from a YouTube video called 1 Hour of Russian Communist Music.
Only an hour?
Well, you can put it on loop.
Oh, do I have a story?
Okay.
And
yes,
I wish I had the
story.
I do have the picture in my phone.
Oh, my God.
Huzzah.
That's a good story. Because I have proof. That's the only
easy,
reason it's a good story. It's not a good story.
Jamaican
you
crime
had me
explosion.
At mischievous smile.
I met a girl one time. I just met her in passing.
It'd be great if the story just ended right there.
And
good
this
for
is,
you, Mike. I knew it would happen.
And she was from Russia. And she, guess how much English do you think she spoke? Not one word. Nothing. Zero. Not one bit. And she was only
she
gonna
really
be,
hot?
She was only going to be in the country for 1 week.
Perfect.
And she was only going to be a
Wait,
teenager for
one more
day. Wait,
how did you figure this
day?
Out? If she
because she was
English.
In a show that my sister was in. My sister was in a show. Was playing drums in a show in Lake Tahoe for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. She was the drummer in this some show in one of the in Harrah's, and I drove her there with her drum set to help out. And I got there and I met one of the dancers in the show, and her name was Olga. And I immediately thought I was in love with her. I went right to the bookstore and I bought a Russian to English book and I wrote her a love letter in Russia.
Aww.
In Russian, and I never gave it to her. And I just found it when I was cleaning within the past 4 or 5 days, and I opened it up and read it. It said, "Dear
That's
Olga," on the front.
That's really sweet, Mike.
Do you know what? And so Mike just handed me the phone, and I'm looking. It's got his address on there, which is kind of. Like you kind of cut the chase. There's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, and then his address.
Is that like a key in there, too?
By me, I love yeah.
But I can't read it because it's all in Russian.
I can't read it either.
You don't remember what it said?
No, I have no idea. I have a book that said Russian to English.
All right,
wait, is it written in Cyrillic?
There's 12 lines total. Guess how
Cyrillic
many?
Alphabet?
How many of those of the 12 lines have the words Mike Carano in there? 12 lines total. 3 of the 12 lines have Mike Carano written in them.
Mike Carano loves you.
That's 25%.
That's a lot. Is that me being a narcissist?
I don't know. I really want to get into the whole narcissism talk with you guys, but it'll probably have to happen next week because I'm not firing on all cylinders at all.
That's really sweet.
But I'm excited to talk to you guys about narcissism and envy. And
let's prepare. I'm serious.
I know you are.
I'm serious.
That's why it's funny because you're serious. It wouldn't be funny if you knew that you weren't going to prepare and you said that.
Tyler,
are you
in?
You're going to.
I'm not going to prepare shit.
Wait, aren't you guys going to take that test online? How much of
the
a narcissist are you on?
We should do the Drew test.
We did
that.
We did it. We got like low, boring scores.
Yeah,
that was high.
And Drew's like, it's a lie.
Can I have that phone back?
Oh, yeah.
I had 19, which is, I guess, high. And Drew's like, that's what I had when I was in college. But I'm not here as a therapy.
You're going to become Dr. Drew.
I love...
It's come now!
I love your impression of him.
My impression of Dr. Drew now is just Tyler doing Drew.
Oh, I love Tyler.
I'm impersonating Tyler.
Yeah. It's like everyone impersonating...
I've never seen him do that, though.
Oh, he does it.
Are you kidding?
He does it?
Have you ever been fucking listening to me?
I'm so fucking tired!
And when he gets enthusiastic, he does that thing.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the pre-show, I'm so glad that you now periodically talk on it again.
Yeah. Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
No, I always miss that. You always have best contributions.
I
was sad when
that.
They made
you
stop talking.
It's more, honestly, I love Mike Catherwood more than anyone who's ever been on that show, including Drew. Probably including Drew. However, this is the honest truth. Of all the people, Carolla included, Stryker included, and Drew, Mike doesn't like me talking most of all.
Really?
Yeah. So it's less about other people not wanting me to talk and more about Mike Catherwood not really enjoying me contributing because Mike likes the show to be about him, which
Did
it should be.
That
no,
to you?
But I mean,
or you just get that vibe.
I know.
He wrote it to him. He didn't say it.
He holds up. He holds up a little sign when I start talking. It just says me and it has an arrow pointing down to him. And he smiles.
Speaking of narcissism,
I feel like that could actually happen.
Okay.
So I feed him. I talk to him in his headset usually, and just I'll get smiles from him. And sometimes he repeats what I say. But yeah, I don't want to step on toes, and I'm not getting paid any extra to talk. So fuck it.
No, you always had and that episode where you got Trina Dolan's to think that Daniel Tosh was gay.
Oh, that was pretty good.
That was hysterical.
But that was before Catherwood was in, I think.
Yeah. No, I was actually secretly hoping they were going to make you co-host.
Oh, that's sweet. God knows how that would have turned out. I was hoping they were going to make Mike Carano.
I was here when that was when that happened with Tosh.
Yeah, and she had pink eye, I think. And he had to actually.
Tosh
both
had to host
the
show.
Yeah.
No, it was hysterical because she said something to him like, "So when you
came
out."
Didn't she also, or was it the other woman who was?
I don't know. We've had so many ladies on the program.
Was
so
asking.
Brides.
I can't go into that other one.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Okay, can I ask you a quick question about narcissism?
Okay,
and it's mildly.
Me? Are you talking to me?
Anderson in particular.
What?
But
I was just
saying.
I was just saying that to be a narcissist.
Oh,
like I only.
Nice. I'm on the trolley. Okay. It is about the movie, or your movies. Uh-huh. So, with all of those people, all there working for you, did you feel like narcissistic at all?
That's where my whole thing came from with like what I wanted to talk about, like narcissism a little bit on the show with you guys. Yeah, because it occurred to me more than it had ever occurred to me before that you have to be either incredibly arrogant and or narcissistic or really confident in your idea for you to allow so many people to spend so much. I was talking to my mom on the phone the other day about this. It's like all these people are spending so much time, and I hope none of them are listening right now and aren't going to listen and go, you know what, he's right, I'm not showing up on Saturday because we're not even half done yet, and I got a bunch of people coming out to Oxnard to help. But the amount of hard work that it's taken okay, I'll tell you right, Diana. The fact that I'm doing more work than anyone else makes me feel a lot better about it. Because every single day for like at least 6 hours, I've been working on this goddamn stupid movie. But when you actually look at it, when everything's said and done, it's going to be hundreds of man hours, many of which are mine, but all these other people too, helping to make this little 5-minute fucking short. It's probably going to be 5 or 6 minutes.
Who love you?
It's absurd. Yeah.
They're like your sexless minions.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
No, not sexless.
Like
sexless minions.
Sexless currently.
Sexless groupies. Yeah.
It's oh, because there's no
Anderson,
sex.
You guys have
groupies.
A big
I got a handy from heaven.
Orgy rap party, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Where's my invite?
But it's and if I let myself think about it, I fucking freak out because I hate having people do anything for me. I feel so. I don't like it.
So why do you let me carry the show?
I don't like asking for help either, so I totally get it. But anyway,
it's really, really hard. And actually, my right-hand man, the producer, Mickey, who's also the DP, he's the guy. That's how I know Mike Carano, actually. That's how I met Mike Carano, was through Mickey. He, most of our conversations, about 20% of the time, he's yelling at me, telling me to shut up and not worry about having people do this or do that. He's like, they want to, and people will.
They really
but
do.
I feel really bad, though. Yeah. And we, you know,
I appreciate Mickey being like that, but I do think...
Easy for him
Mickey,
to say, too.
It is easy for him to say, for one, but that's just how he is. Because I've been in a state of panic around him many times in my life, and he's just like, what's the big deal? And I'm like...
Yeah, I know. He does. He thinks it's like a common effect, but sometimes it just makes me mad and more freaked out. But yeah, honestly... A couple times when we were shooting on Saturday, like I stopped and I looked and I'm like, all these people are here and they're all helping me and it freaked me out. But then there was so much to do and I had to focus so much that I didn't even have time to register it or think about it. Afterwards, I definitely did and I was feeling bad and guilty and unworthy and all that bullshit. Yeah.
Oh,
but to make a movie, you have to be at least a partial narcissist, I think.
Well, I think it's more of the confident thing than the narcissism.
Partial
narcissist
is playing at Coachella this week.
Like I just drifts away from the
microphone. Hipster band.
All right, you know what? Fuck it. Let's get into it. Because the next week I'm going to be like, oh yeah, I had that thing I wanted to talk about last week, and I'm going to get all excited. And I'm going to look at it and go. Oh,
I've got some good updates on the porn in the woods stuff too.
Ooh.
When we get to that, so please.
That really hit a lot of nerves.
We should have started this a half an hour ago because it's 1:30 in the morning.
I know. Okay. Well, real quick. Okay. Narcissism, arrogance, not so much jealousy and envy, but it kind of factors in. Where does competitive nature work into all that? Because we're all trained the competitive. Is a really good trait, and everyone should be competitive, and that's how you get ahead.
I don't like
But don't you have to be a narcissist and to be competitive? I mean, aren't you like the very nature of being competitive is like I want to be better than you, not a narcissist necessarily, but arrogant. Like I want to be better than everyone in the room, so I'm going to do all I can to get ahead and be competitive.
I don't
no matter
think
what it is.
I don't think they're the same thing. I think they might be sort of parallel, but I don't think they're the same. I think competitiveness is totally separate. I think narcissism is so much more about me.
Right, but the me.
Yeah, but that's if you want to win because you want the attention that you won rather than I want the personal gratification of I bested all my competition.
I believe that.
They can intersect, but I think there's plenty of people that are intense competitors that they don't want the limelight. They don't want the.
The narcissism, a lot of people who have it really, really covered up
but
with
they wanna,
going the opposite direction to try to act like they're super humble.
Will never accomplish anything.
No one who's
and they
super competitive tries to cover, tries to hide that. Like, I have a lot of friends who are the biggest narcissists on the face of the fucking planet, and they try to act like the, oh, whoa, shucks, just me, you know. Me,
right.
I do that sometimes.
I know some of those people, and I don't like
But
like
nobody who's super competitive ever tries to disguise their competitiveness. I don't think it's the same.
It's not the same, because narcissism's all about looking, but arrogance, it's being ultra, ultra competitive is because you have to be number one. You want to be the best person in the room or in that
Arrogance
realm.
Is different, too, because arrogance is I'm better than you. Narcissism isn't I'm better than you. It's just look
arrogance
at me.
Is
it's everybody should be on me, not because I'm better, because most narcissists think they're pieces of shit.
Right. They're the center of the universe and they're a piece of shit, which is a lot of pressure. Yeah. You're right. Okay. So I probably shouldn't have used – I shouldn't use narcissism, but – arrogance for sure, and it's all they're all kind of related, and it's weird that some of them are so ugly and horrible. And you don't want to be anything. You don't want to be narcissistic. You don't want to be arrogant. But everybody wants to be competitive, and you're encouraged to be competitive.
I don't.
At the
I don't.
Age. But you were probably encouraged to be competitive at a younger age.
Not really.
Got to apply yourself and be the best. Be the best you can be.
It's amazing. I'm so super successful that because I was not encouraged to do anything. All right,
fuck it. Never mind.
No, I don't like competition, period. And if there's competition around, I either... And don't get me wrong. I want my enemies fucking dead. Dead. Fucking hurting dead.
Oh, my God.
Don't get me wrong.
He's
but I'm not. But
guy.
I don't want to be in a competition with anybody, and I don't want that. And when there is a competition in regards to something I'm doing, I'll either know I clearly am the winner, or I want out. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding.
Right.
Who are your enemies?
Yeah, I'm kind of intrigued by that.
Oh, one of them was talked about on Loveline the other night. They had no idea.
Yeah. There's probably a guest coming on pretty soon.
They're talking about how they want him on. Yeah.
Yeah, because the other guy has him on all the time now.
Uh-huh. That's like the vaguest conversation.
It's pretty great.
He's
that one guy.
He's a piece of shit hack
for that
comedian.
Other guy.
Stop it.
He's a piece
Stop
of shit
it, Michael.
Who
Michael.
Wouldn't show up to the problem unless I was fired.
Michael.
And now he's becoming like the darling of the Corolla podcast.
Oh, wait. I think I know who it is.
All right.
I'll ask after the show.
We spoke enough.
No, Anderson, though, I think you're...
there's something
I think
there,
you're
right?
kind of gender blind, though, because women aren't raised to be competitive. We're actually generally taught it's bad.
Oh, really?
Okay. Now, that sounds so hypocritical because there's no competition between that compares with that of women trying to outdo each other secretly and
on
act
every
like their
level.
Best
pals.
Right. No,
on
that's why
level.
They have to do it secretly and by undermining instead of with
just
the
out-front.
Vision of cooperation.
Wait,
no, it's absolutely true.
Do parents actually like dissuade their daughters from being competitive? Like,
no, it happens to
what
be
What about competitive
the...
dance and competitive cheerleading and competitive cooking?
No,
it's something
it's
about
like be nice.
What about all those blowjob contests I heard about? That probably never really existed.
No, I've made it up.
Oh, really? In my life, I've never really heard of that, but I'm sure it's existed.
Yeah, no, you're always, what is it, that girl, like women, if they go in for raises, are supposed to talk about... how they as a group did something, because people really resent them when they say, here's what I did.
Yeah.
Here are the 10 things that I accomplished in my position.
Not Jillian. She's got no problem at all telling her boss, well, like, what's up.
Jillian
rocks.
She's
a badass, yeah.
It's weird. Yeah, yeah, she's really, really good at knowing. And it's always it's always fair, too. And she'll explain how other people are doing things that are wrong. And there's nothing. She's not chiding people.
Right.
She's just like, this is how it is. And you're being like this right now. And it really is. Like, I'll get hurt. Like, I'm really hurt by my best friend's wife right now. Like, she's really fucking me over, and she's not, she's just ignoring my phone calls, and like, I need to talk to her. It's really bad. And I have no idea how to talk to her about it the way Jillian would. Jillian would just lay it out and not even make her feel bad, just make her see what she's done to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to do it without like yelling or getting all emotional about it.
But Jillian has training in that, right? Because she's a social worker.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was like that before she was a social worker.
Oh, okay. So. No, I'm just wondering if that might have lended to her ability to like speak that way without it becoming emotional.
Maybe she's gotten better over the years, but I need to learn it, because like I would approach this woman who I love, I do, but she's like really, I don't even know if the word hurting my feeling is right. Like, she needs to call me. It's like very, very important, and she's blowing me off. And it would be like this. I'd be like, Jessica, that's her name. Jessica, I need to talk to you. I don't understand why the fuck you're doing this. You know how much this is. You're screwing me over. I would just immediately lose it. I would slip off the cracker. The cheese will slip off the cracker.
Have you left that message?
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm just going to avoid.
Okay.
And then when I
see her. That seems healthy.
Yeah.
Deflect, deflect, deflect.
Took way too long to get to.
Should we talk about porn in the woods now?
Yes, porn in the woods.
Okay. I must have missed that part of the episode or turned it off because children were present.
So we were talking about like the porn fairy, like who is this magical being that leaves deposits of porn?
We picture him looking like a hobo.
Oh, yeah.
With 5 o'clock shadow.
So this guy writes
patches on his jeans.
The myth of found woods porn. Saint Tittyless, the patron saint of found porn and a breast cancer survivor, is saddened and disgusted by female objectification and men's obsession with her breasts. Her revenge is to steal porn and hide it from men in the woods. Unbeknownst to her, young boys find it and develop breast obsession themselves.
That is a backstory.
This sad cycle continued until the invention of the internet, which she turned her attention to computer virus development.
Mm. So much pain behind that woman's story.
And then I tweeted the day after that episode, and I said, have you ever found porn in the woods? And we lit Twitter on fire. It was lots of responses. Leonard, he found a nudist mag of people playing a volleyball. Uh-huh. A volleyball.
That would kind of turn you off with the jiggling and like the still shots of the upwards.
Dan found some in a fort in the woods. That's pretty sweet. Porn fort. Schmelly Kelly says, no, but I once lost porn in an orchard after I hit it, so someone in the world has found porn in a tree.
Was he doing with porn in an orchard?
Well, I mean, who hasn't?
Wait a minute. It's all clicking right now. Continue, Tyler, but it's clicking.
Yes, I found tons of porn in all kinds of places when I was in junior high. You couldn't walk to school without finding some.
Yeah.
I once found a deck of cards on the railroad tracks called Rough Riders that had leather daddies all over them. Ooh. Carlos found some in some bushes on his way home from middle school. Nick found some. His scout troop found some once. Our troop leader got rid of it before anyone could see, though. Rand says he found about a dozen half-soaked, poorly written porn novels. No pics besides covers, but to us it was the find of the century.
Wait, like just erotica?
Erotica, yeah.
Tanner, 12 years old, we were riding our bikes in the desert. Friends and I found a huge porn stash in a dead cactus. It was Ted.
was that Tanner Glass?
Tanner Williams. Pack Slaps, sounds racist, says, when I was about 10 to 11, there was a shed near an abandoned house full of hundreds of vintage Eastern European porn mags.
Oh, that's some weird stuff.
Martin says a friend and I found about 40 Playboys in a bush near some train tracks when young Fuck Santa.
In a bush.
Fuck Santa. I believe in the porn fairy. I think that was...
You know what?
Oh, and then some guy also, he tweeted... Germany has like a Twitter account where they like do, it's called @GermanyEDU, like education.
Uh-huh.
Dom tweeted them, says, do you guys fry dicks? After disaster says you guys fry up dicks like there's no tomorrow.
It's true.
So that was good.
Did they answer? Did they get back to him?
Yes.
Years ago when I was moving from Orange County, I found a box of old porn DVDs that I had been lugging around for probably 15 years or more.
Right.
And I had here's my thought was, I can't just throw these away.
Right.
I'm never going to look at them, but I want somebody else to have them. And
what I
ended up doing was trying to make little short videos with my trio. I went to Home Depot, and I would put them on the shelf like they're for sale.
Oh, my God.
But I only did two, and I got so freaked out thinking, this has to be on camera, and I left. And I took a million pictures of the two I put on a shelf.
Do you happen to remember the titles?
You want to know something? Things Change, Letting Go was a lesbian one.
Things Change, Letting Go?
Things Change, Letting Go. Wow.
Sounds like a Sarah McLachlan song. So
yeah, yeah, or like a Lifetime
it's
show.
It's a good one.
Mm. I always like Brigham Young University. I thought that was a clever title and funny. Brigham Young.
Yep.
Because it's like Mormons. Mm-hmm. Mormons.
Yeah. I'm on the trolley. Yeah. Ding, ding.
Yeah. Gotcha. We should be playing. But it all clicked when you were talking about Soros
Rump on Golden Blonde.
Finding porn in the woods, Ty-Ty, is that, you know, like nowadays, I think that a lot of people, they look at porn and then they just click off the computer, or like if they have an account or pictures, they're like disgusted with themselves afterwards and they just drop it in the trash. But back in the day, you didn't
you
have
your shame in the woods.
Yeah, you just be like, I don't like it's too valuable. They didn't lose their minds to the point where they'd throw it in the actual garbage. But they're like, I'm just going to put it in the woods because I don't want to have access to it anymore. Most of the time, they probably went back to get it, but sometimes kids would find it in between. That's probably what happens.
Yeah.
I remember my one jackass friend. It's the same kid I was talking about a few weeks ago that would crack eggs and put them on his bald head. He thought it was hilarious that he took it was like a hustler or something, and he ripped it right down the middle of the spine. So it was like just a deck of cards, and he just threw it like in this playground where there's a bunch of kids.
Awesome.
It was so awful. He let so many kids learn about porn in an instant. It was terrible.
I gotta say, I think that feeling is still going to be alive in a very, very small minority of children who are probably super sheltered, and their parents probably have some sort of blockers on their computers that can't block
the forest.
That's what I'm saying. But what's going to happen is they grow up to a certain age, 14, 15, 12, 13, whatever the age is, the prime age, and they've never seen it because it's always been blocked, and then they're going to have access from a satellite computer. And they're going to discover porn. They're going to have that same rush, that same feeling.
The prime age?
Yeah.
Is there a prime age for porn?
For me, it was 11.
11?
Oh, my God. That's so young.
Yeah.
Is it, like, magical the first time young boys find porn?
Beyond.
No, it's kind of scary the first time.
Yeah, it is. It is a little scary.
That's so sad.
It's a rush of joy
and
excitement.
If you see, like, hardcore stuff first, yeah, you're hardcore. Like, what the fuck is happening?
No, I didn't,
I was
though.
In at the Naked Lady. Yeah. I'm not in at whatever that guy's doing to
her. Yeah, why does he have to murder her?
No, for me it was...
Yeah, it does. It
for
does
me it was
right.
Playboys, and it was okay. Just like... It was a rush of, I just discovered $1 million in cash. I never have to work again. It would be that would be the feeling I'd have right now.
It was better than money.
If I found, yeah. It
I
was
love
better
Playboy.
Than money.
I genuinely read the articles, but I like the pictures too.
Jennifer, I was talking a couple weeks ago about how when I was a little kid and I was looking at Playboy, I would actually, while I was looking at it, in my head, I was telling myself, and I was 100%
serious.
It's
going to get awkward.
No, that I was going to become a Playboy photographer. Like, I was 100% motivated. I was like a 12-year-old kid. I'm like, this is going to happen in my life. I have to learn about apertures.
In my life.
It seems like a natural, you know, gravitation for a young man.
Yeah. I feel like you weren't the only 12-year-old boy with that dream.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, I couldn't care less about photography or being a photographer. I didn't want anything to do with it. And I found myself running my dad's Playboy into the woods and dropping it off. I remember we dragged it home to my friend's house, this whole big giant stash we found, and then we put it underneath his house. It was there for weeks. We go under the house to go get them.
Getting nice
so
and damp. Like
there.
A real lady.
I know. I didn't care back then, I guess. We'd always be crawling in horrible places. Horrible Like now, I don't even like looking like under the house. Yeah. It freaks me out.
I don't even want to know there's an under.
Yeah, I pretend there's no under of the house. Yeah.
I was constantly in bushes smoking cigarettes and peering out. I mean, my entire
You're a garbage
half
child.
Of my existence was like in the hidden shadows of nature. Now I can't even take a hike.
I liked roofs a lot. For some reason,
roofs
I always
are pretty good.
Hang out on roofs.
Love it. Yeah. Loved it. Loved it.
Good, yeah. Except you don't want to party.
Born on the roof, mic is set.
You don't want to party with your friends on top of the bank roof, though, because you're going to set off a bunch of alarms.
By the way.
Idiots we did.
My roommate says roof exactly like you and warm, and I think you guys might fall in love. No pressure, though.
A girl or a boy?
She's a lady, and okay. She's lovely.
There's people near the place in San Diego that they have a very steep, what's that called?
Steeple?
This part of the roof?
Roof.
It's got a word.
I'm sure there is. But the top of it.
Okay, it's a large house. It's very steep at the beach. And they sit out there on every occasion, like 4th of July or whatever the party is. And they sit on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking horrifying. It's not comfortable. It's not like, oh, this is great. They're just doing it because they're drunk and it's funny.
Hmm. Well.
There was a point to that story and I totally forgot it halfway through the story.
I think that the show was worth it, even though this is not the greatest episode, despite the fact
I think it was worth it. Thank you guys for being here.
Two gals, lovely ladies on here.
Thank you for inviting us on. I haven't seen you guys in so long.
I know. I'm happy to see you both. And
whole episode.
I wish I was in a better...
Me too. I'm so susceptible. Mike dragged me right down.
And I'm sorry.
You have
I'm
to watch the puppy Budweiser.
No interest in watching puppy.
You know what's weird is I knew this. I knew when I started Magnolia. I'm like, this is a bad commitment right now.
And Brian assigned it to me. I have to watch it. I'm very upset about
it. Do you have it?
Oh, you lost?
No. I'm driving over to Brian's house to pick it up. He has it on his doorstep for me right now. But what I was going to say is this episode would be worth all the torture that it was if just one of you guys calls 1-800-FUCK-YOU and gets insurance. Gets
also,
health insurance.
It's worth it if you go to Facebook only one after disaster and look at the photo that Mike posted. That's definitely worth it.
What did you post, Michael?
You guys?
He just did a studio shot.
Oh, just now?
It's pretty great.
Why do I feel like it's going to be awkward?
Yeah. That's not
chicks
nice.
Always hate pictures of themselves.
I don't like it. Yeah.
Anderson's not going to like his picture.
A bad hair night.
It's not that bad.
Let me see it, dude. Let me see.
I'm pulling it up right
Anderson's
now.
Anderson's going to hate it.
I can tell when he was doing it. I'm like, I'm not liking this right now very much.
I thought it was a video.
I'm not liking this.
Let me see. I'm demanding you take it down. I look like I have a giant heaving chest.
Oh, has anybody seen The Act of Killing?
Werner
Herzog? Mm-mm. Okay.
Werner Herzog did nothing but put his name on it. He had nothing to do with it.
I just slapped it
it's
on.
Very disturbing.
Yeah, I look like a wrestler from the 80s. This should not be posted. This should be
too
removed.
Too late. All right,
I'll delete it.
I saved it.
I don't care. What the hell, though? What kind of an angle is that? Come on, Mike.
If you were going to be an 80s
photographer.
80s wrestler, what would your name be?
If I looked like that, it would be Fat Pig.
Cram it in Cowan.
Oh, my God. What kind of face am I making?
I love how
you're
we all just go straight
face.
To us.
Well, what kind am I making? Oh, I'm not in it. Thanks, Mike.
No, you're slightly back behind the window in the glare.
I'm slightly back behind it in the window in the glare.
Yeah. I could see, I think that's your hair.
I know there's no way for me to know it, but I wish I would have known you were going to watch that movie. I would have brought you the special edition DVD tonight.
I have it, too.
Pabnolia.
Hey, group therapy. Group therapy. You're all on the program.
Hey, how are you? Is that Marina?
Yes, I'm so sweet.
Hey, what do you guys think of that Fart Barf show in Long Beach coming up Friday night?
Oh. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Fart Barf show in Culver City on Friday.
What?
What? Where?
Secret location. They'll post about it tomorrow.
Well, hey, Marina, was that you that sent me the eBay message about Fart Barf playing?
Yeah.
I got an eBay message.
Wow.
It's like, hey, somebody wants social network, eBay.
I thought somebody wanted a stocking or a coffin or something. I'm like, they're sold out. I click on it, and it's Marina saying Fart Barf.
Someone called you out for the Michael Kors bag that you're auctioning off right now.
Yeah, I don't like that.
They were like, what, coffins and stockings and now Michael Kors
bags? I wasn't auctioning off. I was just reselling it because I bought it for the wife for Christmas, and she told me that she doesn't like that kind of bag. So I sold it for her so she could buy a different kind of
bag. You can buy a genuine Cowan Christmas
present. It actually
present.
Sold just today after 3 weeks of being set up there. I got sick of looking at that box.
How much did you get?
Well, we're not talking about that, Bob Dylan.
What?
I need a separate account now because I've been using my goddamn account
I sold a couple of things on eBay this week too.
Yeah, but it's not the same account that the coffins and the stockings.
No,
and
it's
the,
not.
And the rocks and the paper clips. Where those are things coming in the future. And the mugs
oh
have all
god,
sold
I'd
up.
Oh my god, I'd so buy an After Disaster Rock.
Yeah, right?
I really
why
would.
Why didn't I think about this before?
Yeah.
You After Disaster Rocks?
Decorate
yeah,
rocks.
Yeah, we just decorate rocks, put little faces on them and stuff.
I do need totally to say that before we sign anything else and sell it, we need to have a discussion about where's all the money for the last fucking things we sold.
Good point. It's a good point. No, it's sitting in an account, accruing no interest.
Okay.
I was at a gardens today, and they were literally selling rocks with things written on them for $50.
Seen them.
We could write. We could write our famous quotes.
So, are they the ones that are imprinted into them? Yeah, those are fake rocks too. They're made in a mold.
So, Mike, you don't even have to feel guilty about selling your After Disaster rocks for
Mike, $50. You could write, I'm developing a taste for medium to large boobs on a rock.
We can buy rocks that are the same size as boobs. Classic. That'll be 10 times more of a pain in the ass to ship.
We're not going
to
buy rocks, Mike. We're gonna pick them up.
Yeah, why are you buying rocks?
We're going to go
hey,
buy
did
them.
You guys hear the
quarry.
Report? 85% of all the stuff sold at outlet stores is actually manufactured for the outlet stores. That's bullshit.
No, it's true.
I know. It's bullshit, though.
It is true,
but it sucks. That's bullshit because people go there thinking they're getting like a great deal.
It's complete bullshit. And here's what I say about outlet stores. When they first opened, I'll say like in the 70s, when there was one or two, like a Levi's outlet store and something else, they were actually seconds because all that shit was fucked up. So it was way cheaper.
Outlet store.
Now it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yes, we get it. The 70s were the best.
One last thing. I was watching a Seinfeld the other day. This is really super weird. And I'm sure, you know, this is something that's been around for 20 years now, so I'm sure I'm not the first person to pick up on it, obviously. But Elaine is dating a guy who has the same name as a serial killer who's on the loose. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So, and she hates the fact that everyone knows him and the name, and it's very embarrassing. So she's trying to get him to change his name. She's leafing through, it's like 1993, I think. She's leafing through a Sports Illustrated magazine, and she goes, "What about OJ? OJ would be a good name. You should go by OJ." How weird is that?
Oh my god! You know he was on Dragnet, the original Dragnet.
I think I knew that.
Wait, OJ Simpson was?
Yeah, they had this episode where they were actively trying to recruit African American
Dragnet
men.
From the '50s.
Yeah, from the '60s, and OJ had just won the Heisman. He was a huge star at USC.
Are you
so they had him.
Serious?
Yeah.
So that wasn't the original Dragnet because the original was black and white.
No,
yeah,
it was
the
original
from the '60s.
Yeah.
Look at his credits.
Did you know he was supposed to be the original Terminator?
What?
No.
Yes.
No
he
way.
He was supposed to be Terminator!
That screws up my whole concept of good
and
evil. Yeah.
Well, that's
funny. And Arnold came in to audition for something else, and then he had like ideas about the Terminator, and then they made him the Terminator.
Uh-huh.
What ideas did he have about the Terminator?
He has ideas?
He was
going to
get rid of the budget.
Great. You should say, "I'll be back." You're right, gold. Cut OJ loose.
He should be bilingual.
I don't like that picture of me at all.
Hmm. Oh my god.
Oh, also, if you don't go check out the Facebook After Disaster fairly often,
I'm deleting it right now.
Mike posted his yearbook photo of him as Aleister Crowley, and it is glorious.
Oh, thanks.
Awesome. So go check that out. Facebook.com/AfterDisaster.
Thanks.
How's Jillian's program coming?
Okay, bye.
Good night, everybody. I'm sorry. I was.
School?